everybody. Welcome to Darren's Den. As you could tell, Joe Curry's in studio.
Joe Curry's slow computer's in studio.
You were listening to Darren's Den. Yes, Darren's Den. The show that is better than being the fat kid in the swimming pool. That stinks.
That stinks.
The first half of the show will be aired live on Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio. The second half, we'll still do another hour and a half for a three-hour show or so. We'll just throw it up.
It works.
I didn't say shut it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it works. See?
If you want to interact with us, the best way to do so is to go into our chat on DavidComedy.com. No fade this week.
Because you're the bitch to stop the music.
I didn't say
I can't do anything to impress you.
No, you
can't. I hate you.
No, a couple of weeks ago.
That one. I'm not going to let it fade out. Sorry. In the face. Oh, that was so pretty. All right. As you were saying.
I deal with the feces that monkeys throw when they're in zoos. I'm not even dealing with the
monkeys. At least
monkeys.
It's going somewhere.
Good point, Joe. Even if it's straight against the wall.
At least it's moving in some direction.
Probably Joe's most lucid contribution in weeks.
The most lucid thought for the day.
That was very good, Joe. It's going to be hard for you to pass that bar that you just set for yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to pass the monkey dung bar.
So I got some good news for us, kids.
Cool.
Cancer?
Sorry. Oh, man.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
Next week, besides Clutch and Wiggle carrying the first half live, Wicked is going to be carrying the first half of the show from 6:30 to 8:00.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Thank you, Wicked.
Now, if we could
Thank you, Wicked.
If we could just get somebody to carry the second half.
Yeah, I know.
So Wicked's looking into it. I've talked to a couple of other people. We'll see. We'd like to get this whole thing live, but get the people to interact and everything. When we're at the compound, we're live for the whole time.
Right.
Right.
So that's good.
Well, everybody wants to be the front of the horse. Nobody wants to be the horse's ass.
Joe's made a career of it.
Yes, and
yeah, your point.
And your point.
So I had a little surprise this Sunday. I thought I was going to be doing nothing, but instead I went to see the band Tesla.
Really?
Would I lie about Tesla?
You could lie about Tesla.
Now this is the second time I've seen Tesla. I don't mean to brag.
Really? Look at you.
I saw them in 2006 at the New York State Fair, and they had just recently reformed, and the concert was free.
Oh, all right.
So this year I saw them for $20 at the Bergen Performing Arts Center.
Oh, you know, how is that place?
It's nice.
It's a good...
You know, it'd be even better, though, if they turn on the air conditioner. That would be nice.
Oh, man. Really?
But I guess they feel rock and roll needs to be sweaty.
Really?
It's miserable.
And it was.
I
enjoyed them. I liked them better in 2006 because I felt they were happier to be there in 2006 because they had just, like, reformed and everything. And, like, Jeff Keith, I believe that's the lead singer's name, was just in such a good mood because, hey, I'm back, baby. Yeah, it's the New York State Fair, but I'm back.
Could it be?
No.
So, I have to confess right here now, I know nothing about Tesla.
No, Tesla?
They're good
band.
I always thought they were different. I mean, they get some people with the hair bands, but I don't think they were really a hair band. Do you, Joe?
Yeah, I actually do.
I stand corrected
on that. They didn't get lumped in with the hair. They got kind of lumped in, but what saved them was the acoustic, because they did a lot of acoustic stuff.
Well, that whole live acoustical jam where they covered Signs.
Right. So basically, with that, it kind of brought them almost...
Firehouse did an acoustic album. They gave a shit about that.
Play
a little bit more Tesla.
Okay. You know what I want to play? I want to actually play this song from that acoustic
album. And the stuttering started.
Because I'm doing stuff.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do this. Yeah. You have to multitask. I don't have the monkey board. We're the monkey board.
We are having a good time.
Are we all having a good time?
Yes, we
show?
Are.
But in 2006, he was talking to the audience and he was running around more.
Yeah, 2012.
Not so much.
Kind of seemed like he was going for the monkey. Really? Kind of like, hey, listening to the shows from last year. Really happy to be doing this. Listening now.
Was it like that kid on the ad, on the ball field that had the big thin fries before he went out to play? He's a little sluggish.
He was moving some. It's not really fair because I compare all these singers to Steven Tyler, and Steven Tyler Barrow is one of the best.
Yeah.
But I remember in 2006 thinking, oh, this guy's really excited to be here.
Yeah, right. I like that.
And what I remember this year is thinking, you know what? I think he needs to watch. It looks a little greasy.
Maybe he's hit the skids.
No, I mean, they're touring.
Really?
I mean, I went on the website, on the Bergen Pack website.
Yeah.
And the show was allegedly sold out. It's a great place to see. It's a small venue. I mean, huge for me. But, I mean, that, like, Cosby's been there and everything.
A lot of big acts.
I'm gonna clue you into something. Basically, when bands go out on the road, it's almost like a comic goes out on the road.
With respected women.
Well, not really.
Well, not your band.
Not my band. But a lot is made on merch because those guys go out. They only get a certain amount to play the venue, and it's not a lot of money. So that's why.
It's funny you mentioned the merch. In 2006 was the last time I bought a T-shirt, like a legitimate T-shirt. I like give the Dominicans, as I've talked about on this air, you know, who take the ball right out of, take the shirt right out of their nutsack.
Right.
So I get that authentic Dominican ball sweat. Those guys, I give 15, 20
out the parking
bucks.
Lot?
Yeah, absolutely. So, but I didn't buy a Tesla T-shirt. It was marked. I remember 2006. I paid $35 for a shirt.
Right.
This year it was $30. So maybe they're figuring in the economy and everything.
I was kind of bummed out when I saw Iron Maiden. As you know, I was very sick and had.
Well, this was much more successful for me. I stayed for the whole show.
I know, but like I said, I was trying. I go. I'm not paying $45 for a shirt. I go, there's got to be at least one Dominican on the way back to the car. Not one Dominican to be found.
Well, you left like 10 minutes into the show.
You know, maybe you got a point.
Yeah, exactly. You got
to
wait.
We figured they're getting ready.
45
they weren't out
yet.
A T-shirt?
45 minutes
I mean,
for a T-shirt?
$45.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who the fuck do they think they are?
Yeah, really.
The merch table.
Yeah, but that's
I'm not paying $45.
No.
I would for Ramstein. Ramstein, I like Iron Maiden. I love Ramstein, so I paid $45.
You're the guy they're looking for.
But you remember at Def Leppard, at the Def Leppard concert, I had to buy a sweatshirt because I didn't know it was an outside concert. I spent like about $90 on it.
I believe you bought a fleece.
It was a sweatshirt. Yeah, fleece sweatshirt.
Because you were chill.
Yeah.
And Johnny was hanging out with Bret Michaels, and we were getting wet.
Yeah, you know, Johnny.
Were you that excited about it?
But the funny thing, it was sitting there, right? And David, because Johnny was supposed to meet us at our seats, he never showed up.
Tickets for everybody.
Yeah, he gets the tickets for everybody. So David's like, I don't know where the guy is, and I go, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, knowing Johnny, because Johnny's a very smooth talk. I bet he's probably hanging with Bret Michaels.
He was
hanging with Bret Michaels.
And
did he come back with a bandana?
He didn't come back the whole fucking night.
Oh, wow. You're hanging with Bret Michaels? Why? To sit with two schmucks?
That's so funny. You know, I watched that show, Rock and Roll Club, and at first I was like, oh, this is the biggest pile of trash. I could not stop watching that show. And the one that came on after that. And I actually started to get to like the guy, and I'm like, what is wrong with me?
A lot of times.
Johnny liked me.
Apparently.
Shows like that, like I was watching The Turtle Man over the weekend.
I saw that.
What the Turtle Man is yeah, that's the guy.
Arab?
This lunatic redneck guy, right? So it's on Animal Planet, right? So on Saturday, I had a, you know, things to do. I had the show prep, I had to do this and the other thing. I go, let me just watch 15 minutes of TV, and I go back to what I'm doing. This guy has got there's a warthog, because it's in Florida, and there's a warthog in somebody's backyard. How he got there, who in the hell knows? But these two rubes come up, they got to catch the son of a bitch. Right, so the thing's running back and forth, and it's got tusks, and it's snorting. He actually goes, well, the trick is, you got to reason with the warthog. Yeah, because you know how reasonable he can be. If you talk sense to the warthog, he won't talk, you know. But he quartered him with plywood, and he caught him. The next thing you know, I'm ready to turn it off. Now he's looking for a raccoon.
And yes, he's like the raccoon whisperer.
Yeah.
He's got a raccoon he's got to get every show.
Yeah, and then he found a possum, and he had to go for that. Then there was a gator he had to go
Have
after.
Have never been on a fucking interstate? They're all right there.
I know.
And they don't move them.
I saw this for the first time last night, so that's why I'm
I couldn't stop watching. I could not. Because you're riveted, because they really know how to bait you when they're going after the next critter.
Yes, they really do.
You are so white trash.
I guarantee you, I'll slap a 50 right on this damn table.
You don't have a 50.
If I had a 50,
he would.
If I had a 50, I would slap that 50 down and bet you watch 10 minutes of that, you ain't going anywhere for an hour. Guaranteed.
I guess I know what we'll be watching when Joe crashes in my room for the race.
That's right. You're going to be on Animal Channel.
Yeah, and you know what? I guarantee, Davin, we got to go to the gig. Hold on.
Hold on a second.
We have to be there.
We have to be there
10 minutes before the show. It's cool.
That show and River Monster.
Yeah.
You see that?
I don't know. River, that guy gets on me a little bit.
Oh, no, I like that guy because I never thought I'd be riveted by watching somebody fish.
Yeah.
But he talks through what he's doing and the technique and how he thought it through. And then he picks this monster literally out of the river or whatever godforsaken hole he's fishing in, and it has teeth.
Yeah.
Huge teeth.
Yeah.
I'm never going underwater again.
But he goes
out there and he tries to catch, and he's always like, I think my search to catch the elusive monster has been lost. No, it hasn't been lost. We're going to watch a Razor commercial. You're going to be back again. We're going to go. You're not going to go home. What do you think? Animal Planet's going to let you go empty handed? We didn't catch anything this week. Oh, that's okay. No, you find something in that damn water. I don't care. A bucket, a pail, a hand. I don't care. You got to catch something.
If the turtle man is jumping into these fetid pools, you're getting in there too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, turtle guy jumps in this disgusting, they called it a cattle, it's like a cattle pool or the stock pool or something.
Right.
It's where the cows stand there and cool themselves off or whatever.
Ugh.
And one
it's
of
like
the cows got one of its udders snapped
stock
off by something
pool or
in
something?
It.
Right.
It's where
the
cows stand there and cool themselves off or whatever.
Ugh.
And
that's
one
us.
Of the cows
well, we know what we
got
said.
One of its
yeah.
udders snapped off by something
wow.
in there.
What the hell is that?
Here.
Deja vu.
The fuck is that?
That's us. We know what we said.
After the fact.
Oh, wow.
Wow, this is really weird.
Oh man, this is like one of those.
CD. Let's see if that.
That's what all
the fans. Oh wow, that was pretty weird.
So, yeah, shut it off.
This is like.
All right, shut off the CD. Let's see if that helped.
Yeah, no, it didn't help. Stupid. It's not like we were honest.
It's like being at a radio station.
Stop talking.
You think that's gonna fix it?
God damn it! This is a new one.
Hold on. Let's hear you say "God damn it." It's a new one.
There we go.
What happened?
God damn it! This is a new one!
Hold on, let's see you say God damn it's a new one.
There we go.
What happened?
Alright, let's see. I don't know if that's going to work.
I don't know, we're going to be hearing ourselves.
Really? This is
later.
A new one?
Yeah, that is really weird. We have had every
all right. difficult, let's see.
But why am I hearing this shit?
I don't know if that's going to work.
I don't know, we're going to be hearing ourselves.
Really? This is a new one?
This is a good show for Alzheimer's
really
people.
We
this way, you know, they'll keep up.
Why am I hearing this shit? All right, we got to go into the chat.
This is a good show for Alzheimer's people. This way, you know, they'll keep up.
What the transmitter was going on, and then there's a 7-second delay, and I can hear both of them. I think,
you know, like
that's where my mental problems came from. Because I
transmitter, what's going on at the transmitter, and then there's a 7-second delay, and I can hear both of them. I swear that's where my mental problems came from, because I can hear everything twice, like in 7-second delay.
Well, first of all, I can't hear it on more on.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some feedback from the chat.
You can hear it twice if you
want. Well, first one person said I can't hear it on more on Clutch and Wiggle,
right?
And then somebody else said we can.
Oh boy,
you can hear it. You can hear it twice if you listen.
Hear what?
This is pretty bad because now we're hearing ourselves back and laughing at our own jokes.
You.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
But look at it this way. We only have to do an hour and 30 minutes.
This is pretty bad because now we're hearing ourselves back and laughing at our own jokes twice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
But look at it this way. We only have to do an hour and 30 minutes. From a delay.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop this recording in a second.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been talking about that 7
Joe,
seconds
Joe,
delay.
You know what? You're right. You're two for like 50 tonight, which is way above your normal.
Yay.
Joe is right. Thank you, Joe.
High five me, Joe.
Hey, we're on Clutch and Wiggle.
There you go.
What a fucking moron I am. And I got suckered in by these people here.
I'm telling you, there's a radio delay.
Oh, my God. And that's going to sound all fucked up on the pod.
Oh, we're going
to
sound.
Joe is right, because I logged on to
isolate that.
How did you enjoy your mushrooms?
Things you never hear Davin say.
Listen, I'm glad you figured it out, because stupid wasn't about to. Yeah. Good job, Joe.
Thank you, 10-4.
Oh,
usually
boy.
When there's a fuck-up, I'm used to Anthony digging in a big box or something.
That's the box of, that's the big box of shit.
Tonight he's digging in a different type of box.
Speaking
it's a funner
of a
box.
Big pool of shit.
Yes.
So the stupid guy, the turtle guy, dives into
the
this.
Turtle? Can't we move on?
I know. You gotta hear what he does. I saw this one.
He dives into this pool, and what the cows have been doing is standing in there pooping. And it's this pool, literally, of cow shit.
Oh, he loves it in there.
And he dives
loves
in,
it in
and
there.
Digs one
can't
hand
get him
down.
Out.
He's trying to get snapping turtles, and he goes, "I hope I got the right end." And then he pulls his hand away, and he goes, "Oh. Almost got my finger," and he seems like overjoyed.
Oh, it's a nut.
He's nuts. And he's got a turtle in each hand. He's swimming.
That's the way
face
I like my
down.
Saturday night. Yeah.
A snapper
then
in
I,
each hand.
Then I finish it off with a little turtle wax.
Right, but
huddle up, huddle up.
But then what they do, they go into this house. Some lady, there's like a house under renovation, and the woman is complaining.
Yeah, do I fucking regale you guys with my episodes of Chef Ramsay that
but,
I'm watching?
But, this is, but it's not as
he's
cool.
He's not as cool as
but
this.
What happens?
Have you seen Chef Ramsay?
But he doesn't do as really. Cool as stuff as this guy does. So he goes into the goes
oh
into
God,
this place.
Parsley.
And he goes, "I smell rat urine right up on that wall right there." So the son of a bitch pokes the ceiling. About 50 rats come pouring down all over him. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. You can't stop watching it.
Clearly.
I'm telling you.
Oh, it is. It's,
you know what would be kind of interesting? Instead of you guys watching this nonsense, I don't know, fucking write in that time? How about you come up with a bit? How about some sponsors? I mean, I can't even yell at Joe this week because Joe finally, after I gave him the link, got us on whackbag.com, and we're excited about that.
Thank you.
So the unofficial, which is actually the official
okay,
opening
so I'm not allowed to watch television ever now. Is that
well?
Is
clearly,
that what we're saying?
Clearly, you're way too involved in this shit. Instead of going,
hooked.
"Hey, I got
you'll
this
get
great
hooked."
Idea.
I am telling you. I am telling you. You will call me. Are you doing stuff? I'm watching the show. Oh yes, so am I. Holy shit! Yeah, I'm telling
now,
you.
Now, if I was watching the show, why would I call you?
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't if
you
were watching that show.
Exactly.
I'm telling you,
if I was watching any show.
I invite you to watch that show. And
do you, Joe? Do you invite
yeah,
me to watch
yes,
it?
Yes, I most certainly
you know
do.
What?
I most certainly
let
do.
Let me
I
tell
guarantee.
You, send him an
what
invite.
Is this, on Animal Planet? It's on Animal
yeah.
Planet.
I will tell
it's
you when this
the Turtle
will get
Man.
Watched.
Turtle
I will
Man.
Tell you exactly when this will get watched. This will get watched when I'm on the road mm-hmm. and I have bad cable in a hotel room. This is when I watch all these marathons of shows I never watch.
And you know what? I guarantee.
And
we are
never going to DVR.
No, I understand that. Now, we're going on the road about 3 weeks, and I guarantee you, Pip, that asshole will be
no,
riveted.
You know,
that asshole will be riveted.
You know what's gonna, you know what's going to happen in 2 weeks when we're on the fucking road?
We ain't going to make money.
I'll be fine.
You sit in the car, stupid.
What's going to happen those 2 weeks is we're going to be going over bits. We're going to be coming up with stories for the show because we got a show right when we come back.
Right.
That's what's going to be happening.
Right.
It's
is
fucking
this, is this? It's going to be like the same time we went on the road. We go, all right, on this tour, we're only going to eat good food. We're going to not eat shit. We're just going to eat good food. There wasn't a shard of lettuce on that. Well, except the dinner I had.
No, I remember I had the salad bar in Detroit with a Red Wings fan started with me. There was that time.
It was the funniest thing.
That one time.
We
didn't eat a
like
salad?
Shit. We ate awful.
We went to the worst goal, and I love the Golden Corral. We went to the shittiest
Golden
Corral.
Golden Corral.
I was like a 5-year-old
like
child.
Ben Alpo.
I was it was because we pull in, and I'm like, "What do you want to eat, burger?" Come, holy shit, a Golden Corral! Can we go? Can we go? Can we go? All right, man, calm down. No, come hold it. What the,
look, if you pour water on it, makes gravy.
Yeah,
that wasn't the only thing making gravy that day. Joe was
he was making gravy before he even got in.
Place rules.
Joe got excited by the Golden Corral and a 5 who served him beer.
Is that my what's a puss?
Yeah, we'll see her again if she's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah.
Oh, it's my Sarah. I'll get to see my Sarah again in 3 weeks.
Yeah, she feels the same way about you.
I'm sure she can.
Yeah.
No, but we are actually going to be doing a lot of work, so when we come back, this show should be better.
Yeah, I know
which
it's a work
is, well, the bar is pretty low. Ever.
I know it'll be a work of vacation.
I did want to mention one more thing about these concerts.
Right.
I mean, and Pip and I are going to a concert in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
which
we
one?
We're going to see Cheap Trick and Aerosmith, so that's going to be good.
Okay, good.
But what is it? We've paid for seats. Perfectly good seats. Can we not sit in them? You people are old. You should sit.
Yeah, I know.
I should sit. We should all sit. Well, you were sitting, but in the fucking toilet.
The flight of Icarus. But anyway, you know what pisses me off? Because I go.
Gary K writes in, after eating at Golden Corral, you make gravy. You know, they should put that in the fucking commercial. Forget about the steak and
they did, the chocolate
Corral.
Waterfall.
Do you spend too much time in the bathroom? Would you like to expedite that process?
Go to the Golden Corral.
Are you tired of the shit hitting your cheeks on the way out?
You should call it the Golden Stall.
It's just a fucking trough in the stall.
In front of you and behind you.
Behind you. Easy in, easy out.
That's what I tell the women.
So you were saying, that pisses me off if people stand up at a show. Sit the F down.
It's fucking Tesla. Right. They've been really. Yeah. I mean, and we had good seats. I'm like 15 seats away.
Yeah, I know.
This is perfectly good sitting position.
I know.
I know. There's always an ass in my face, literally.
Well, leave your hobbies out of this.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm talking about my personal life.
This guy, and he's got like his 8-year-old, which is cool. He's bringing the 8-year-old to Tesla because you know they'll be dead soon.
Yeah.
On the shoulders.
No, like, the seat in front, like on the edge of the seat, and like the dad's doing the devil horns,
yeah,
and the kid's doing the devil horns.
That's cute. You know?
It's never too late, too soon to introduce your kid to Satan. That's what I always say. Start young.
Did you hear that, Mrs. Davin?
In and out, Davin. Oh,
that's
in and out. I think there should be in and out. What? Funny Pat saying that should be my nickname. In and out, Davin. In and out, Davin. Once, ma'am. Again, there's no reason to waste time. As my motto says, nobody leaves unless everybody comes. But now it is. Well, I might leave anyway. it's been updated since college. I have a show to write. I have an Animal Planet show I need to be watching.
I'm very busy.
You'll see, you'll see.
I have turtles to catch.
You'll see.
Yep.
You'll see.
Look at you. You'll see.
You'll see.
You'll see. You'll see.
You
know what, though? It's so mesmerizing that as I was driving up here, there's this like sinkhole between the...
That's a horrible thing to call my house.
I am terribly sorry. In between some of the hills on the way up here, and there's one of those ponds with all the green stuff on the
top.
You
want to jump in there and find some?
Oh, like the snapping turtles.
Yeah.
They're up here.
Yeah.
We got turtles, we got foxes, we got hawks, we got bears, we got deer, we got squirrels.
Oh my.
Yeah.
We got morons.
Oh my.
MC Bear?
Yeah, I saw one a couple weeks ago.
Get the fuck, where?
You know that little town you drive through on the way here, Sugarloaf?
Yeah.
A little cub. I told you. Don't you listen when I talk on the air?
No.
Oh. No.
No. Don't you download the podcast and listen to what you missed?
No.
Oh, we should.
That's so another thing. We're going to listen to some of this shit. We should see what the fuck we're doing wrong.
So tell me.
Great.
About
you're going to be calling me from the
story.
Road then.
Well, I didn't get out and wrestle him, Joe.
I didn't get a story. So what happened?
Did you pour honey on your head and say, come over here and lick
I said I was Winnie the Pooh and I put on my little red shirt and I stuck my head in a hole and got stuck.
That's what she said.
Yeah, well, stuck. Imagine if I could, well, you know, there are holes that you can stick your whole head in. But anyway.
Yeah.
Not that I know about those
things. No,
so,
I've
tell us about
I was just driving by, right? And there was a bear, and it was like a little cub. So aww. Mama was either somewhere to be found or
gnawing on somebody, yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't want to save the cub because
somebody actually did that when I was really? When I was saying put the honey on the kid's head and was like luring the bear over. Wouldn't it be cute to get a picture of them, the bear licking the kid's head? Do you believe how stupid people are? They did that like Yosemite or something.
Yeah.
All right. I got to do. We're gonna get to this in a little bit. I'll do a little tease. I got a new girlfriend from Africa, and she has
woo-hoo!
To and she has to keep on fucking talking to me.
Oh,
I'm trying
man.
To do a show, you stupid whore.
Speaking
we'll
about
get
holes,
to
you can put your head.
But
in.
Anyway, but we'll get to. I have a new girlfriend. Yay! When one door closes, another one with fucking bones walks in.
There you go.
Wow.
But we'll talk about that. This is the groundwork stage. But I want to get to. Joe came in such a foul mood.
Mm. Yeah, he did.
What was going on with you, Joe? Because you're usually a delight.
All right. Well, I
a lot of throat clearing.
Sunday afternoon, I get home from rehearsal and I start to do show prep and I go out to cut my lawn. I come back in and
how about you mow my lawn?
How about you mow my lawn? So I come back in and I got my central air is kind of blowing hot air.
Oh, no.
Kind of like Joe.
So,
much more controlled the fake laugh.
Boy,
here.
That was a bitter fake laugh.
So, I'm like, what in the hell? So, Anthony, who was in air conditioning before he was a big radio star.
It's great when
star.
You can call your millionaire friend, hey, can you fix this?
Oh, no, he won't give us a podcast. He's going to go in my fucking attic? No. All right? You got to be shitting me, really?
He can walk you through.
Oh, I got to go chase some broad. You can't do this. Well, oh, no, I'll just
you
jump
put
in your
a
hot
fucking
attic.
18-year-old up in your attic. He'll chase it. Put her behind the central air unit.
If only you could see the thinking going across his face.
Well,
right
you lure him in there with beers and like Hello Kitty panties. And then he climbs in. You lock the fucking door and go, listen, Anne Frank, you're not getting out of here until this shit works.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do to that broad. She's a runaway from Malaysia.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. No more beer until this blows cold.
She ain't blowing until that starts
or
blowing.
She can blow you while you're working on my blower, right. But I don't give a shit, Mr. former tin knocker. No. Know your roots, motherfucker.
So he gives me a couple of tips what to do. So I go out there and
tips what to do. Call someone.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets to that point. So
I wish it
it's
so.
It's not the thing is not working during the course of the night, and I'm trying to figure it out, and it's not. And Joanne's like,
it was hot on Sunday.
It was like a so Joanne's like, I'm
like
hot.
Concert in there.
I'm hot. Up in the window. I shut up.
Now, did you guys go to lower ground? Because you know heat rises.
No.
Oh, you stayed up in the attic.
So we tried to open windows and stuff like that. And it's funny, we have a ceiling fan in the kitchen. So I go, Joanne...
He does the whirly bird.
Yeah,
I know.
I go, Joanne, turn the ceiling fan on. I haven't dusted. There's dust on top. I don't give a shit if there's alligators on top. Turn that thing on. So I'm relatively cool, you know. So at about, I go to bed. I try to lie down at about 11 o'clock at night, and I can't sleep. And I go, I had a window mount air conditioner in the basement. And I go, I'm going to try to get that air conditioner downstairs. It's my air conditioner. I go, who gives a shit whose it is?
What?
Well, do you think it works? I don't know. So I go down
there. I'll only use half of it. Oh. You know what?
Well, anyway, I go down. I get it out. That thing is pretty old. And I forgot.
Wait, did she go, it's my air conditioner?
Yeah.
What is she saving it for?
I don't know. It was the one I had.
What does she think? Antique roadshow is going to come to the house?
No, but she tells me, she goes, that was the one I had in my apartment when we were dating. I go, great, we can go down memory lane with the fucking thing. I want to try to get some
cool. She didn't want you to get the new air conditioner. The old air conditioner.
No,
she's
busted my chops.
Are you allowed to use her old toaster?
It's too, he goes, it's too late to get hook the air conditioner up. I go, it's not. So I go down there. I try to get, the thing is the size of a house.
Of course.
I bring it out, and there's a cage that you have to assemble because the AC unit slides into the cage. The screws aren't working and stuff like that. Now it's about 1 o'clock in the morning. I took the cage. I threw it against the wall.
Joanne, like it was his wife.
Yeah. Well, in lieu of, yeah. What's going on down there? I'm having a tag team wrestling match. So like, shit. So I go back to bed.
Air conditioning's winning.
So I go back to bed. So yesterday I come home and I'm trying to screw around with it again. I decide to go upstairs in the closet. I go, Joanne, I got to go in the attic. Do I have to move my clothes? No, a unicorn's going to gallop me up there. Move your shit and get it out of the way. So I get up there and Ant's brother's giving me tips on what to do. And I got to screw this. So we had the air conditioning mechanic come over today and tell us how much it's going to run. First of all, he goes, well, you're probably going to need a new unit. It's going to run about $12,000.
Oh, my God.
$12,000. I go, are you insane? He goes, but we can put a new compressor on. And we'll put a new condenser in and a compressor. $4,000
for central air.
I am spending on that. And I've got no choice because it's a central air. I want to sell the house in about a year. And wait till you can't have a central air set up and go, how does it work? It don't. You got to fix
it. Yeah, right.
$4,000. Well,
that's
fucking dollars.
That's because you have a big house.
I know, but I don't have a big bank account. It's going on my Visa card. $4,000.
We were in the same boat 2 years into our house, and the central air stops working. And we had to replace the central air and the furnace because that was on the last legs.
Oh
that I don't even want to tell you. It was a big friggin' bill.
I had to replace the compressor here. I don't remember how much it was, though. It wasn't $4,000, but I don't have a house like you have.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
We don't have a palace, but those units are enormously expensive.
It was several thousand dollars.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But you got to do it. And they know you got to do it. What are you going to sweat your balls off?
Well, not only that.
Unless you just get all window units.
But the thing.
Oh, please.
Number one, I only have really two good spots to put the window unit. And number two, like I said, I'm selling a house. I can't have the place look like a freaking condo.
Well, they're going to have to get it fumigated just to get the stench of failure out. That's what I'm talking about. Do you smell it?
Oh,
so they, you know what are you gonna do? I gotta, because
that's part of being a homeowner.
I know. I have to fix it. If I'm selling, I gotta fix it. I'm gonna have to fix it anyway. And it's July. I am not because I've turned into a princess with that damn thing.
Oh please, it's 100 degree days. You can't sleep through.
You can't.
I've turned into a princess.
Oh yeah.
I used to in my old apartment in where the fuck was it in Garfield. I didn't have an air conditioner for a while. Like I had the ceiling, and then one night I couldn't sleep. I'm like, you know what? It's time.
Yeah.
You got to get the AC.
Well, years ago when I was in my 20s, teens, my mother bought an air conditioner, and she put it in the kitchen, and she goes to me, you know what, Joseph? She goes, it's not putting out enough BTUs for the kitchen. Why don't you take it? Put it in your room. And I said the dumbest thing I ever said. I said, no, Mom.
That's saying something.
I said, no, bring it back. Just save your money. Bring the thing back. And then we had a heat wave, and I'm sitting there in my bed at 3 in the morning in 90 degrees. You asshole!
Why
asshole!
Did I take it?
Stupid.
Ugh, terrible.
Stupid. So four Gs. And I just figured my bills out. I'm like, I just barely pay my bills. And you know what the scary part? I was laying in bed about a couple of weeks ago, and the AC's running fine before it went. And I'm like, I go, if this AC unit goes, I am fucked. I have no money.
And you're fucked.
You thought it, and now you are.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So,
it's like having a conversation about how well your car is running while you're in it. Yeah. Don't let it hear. Yeah. Don't even let it get a sense that you're thinking that.
And the thing about it is, like I said, Anthony and Joe put it up. They did a very good job. That unit lasted 17 years without a problem.
Wow.
Not one problem. So they did good work.
You should call the assholes who put that in and yell at them.
I remember when they sold it to me. I go, the unit's going to cost $15,000. We're putting it in for $9,000. And I'm like, why so cheap? He goes, we steal and pass the savings on to you.
No, That's what they said?
Well, that's good to know. So that thing only lasted 17 years because it fell off a truck. So the dent.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a scratch and dent sale.
Yeah. Of course it was.
So that's why.
Oh, so no wonder you were cranky.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all right. Well, that sounds pretty shitty.
That is pretty shitty.
How about you, Pip? What's going on with you?
Well, I had a really interesting weekend because I went and saw my husband play at Fontana's in the city.
Rock.
Yeah, for the CBGB's festival. And it was good. Mm. I mean, they had a really good set. And although I enjoy my husband's band a lot, but the best thing was the Sick Fucks went on after them, and I just love them. They're just
much better than your husband's band.
No, no, no. It's just, you know, they're crazy. I mean, you know, the two chicks are in there wearing these, you know, these nun outfits, and they're ripped up to the crotch level, and they're wearing these, you know, ripped up stockings.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No. They're really cool. You know, and they're showing some cleavage, and they've got like. You know, like one of them has a little flask hanging off of her, and they have all these buttons and all this sacrilegious stuff. And they're mimicking blowjobs while they're singing their songs. And they have a two-headed baby that they pull out, which I actually have one of those two-headed babies, too.
Probably in the horde.
It is. It's in the Halloween horde.
Just sticking out these two heads.
One's a pretty little baby face, and the other one's like evil, and it has like the spine sticking out of its back.
Isn't that sweet?
It is. It's very cool. And so then there's a guy who's playing guitar, and he's got this negligee on with like ostrich feathers, and he's wearing goggles, and they are crazy.
Hey, work your own side of the street. That's my bit.
That's Kiss's bit.
That's Rockguts bit.
That's New York Dolls bit. That's Alice Cooper's bit. You're not fucking original.
But they're from the time when the New York Dolls came to be. So they're from the same time period, you know?
I saw the New York Dolls.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Well, actually, they were opening for... last year, some opening for Poison, Motley Crue. I really didn't see much. I was actually drinking out in the parking lot for most of the show.
I don't get that. Going to see shows and drinking out in the parking lot.
The New York Dolls. We didn't want to see them.
What is wrong?
Sorry, I didn't want to see
Mr. It's Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot.
But that's not what the stuff that they do when they're doing that.
I don't know any of their songs. I don't give a
shit. So watch them and learn.
Okay, I'll just get up and fucking put on makeup and start playing some music at my age.
You don't have to actually
I'll replace Joe
like
in the band.
You don't have to dress
I'll listen
like
to off-key singing on my weekends.
What?
Oh, wait, hey. I just saw Tesla. Never mind.
Right.
You don't have to go and put face makeup on to watch Kiss.
But why wouldn't I?
No, you know what?
No, I would not.
My husband has turned me on to a lot of really great bands. But I would just show up, we watch the opening act, we see what's going on.
Right.
I've never heard of half the people that he brought
here's
me to see, and now I'm big fans of
theirs. Here's the problem
with
the opening band. They always screw up the sound, so unless you know what the hell they're singing, you can't make out the lyrics. That's the problem. They always sound.
Well, what happens is that the traditionally open band gets boned on sound.
That's
and
what
lights.
I'm saying.
Yeah, they do.
So if I'm going to listen to them and not know what the hell's going on, go, well, this sucks.
A good band, though,
I could drink in the park. I would think Joe would support that decision.
I know, because a good band will overcome that.
Yeah.
A good band will overcome
that. They haven't toured in like 30 years, though.
So. Yeah. No, yes, they have.
New York Dolls?
Yes, they have.
Oh, yeah.
The last week the CBGB's was open, I went to see them. Bob Gruen shared a chair with me to get a picture of them.
You know, there was an incident at that show, that CBGB's reunion show.
Oh, yes, I know.
The singer, the bass player of the Bad Boys of Bad Brains?
No, I think it was the singer.
It was a singer? It was Bad Brains, right?
Yeah.
He got booted from the band and was pissed off and went to the gig. You think rap stars just do this shit? No, punk bands do.
Yeah.
Shows up to the gig and stabs the bass player.
Yeah.
Because he got boned.
They had a call, which is so
punk rock, you know?
Well, it is.
But you know
what?
In his defense, if you're going to stab any member of the band, it might as well be the bass player. Unless you have a keyboardist, nobody gives a shit about the bass player.
That is so wrong.
Oh, God.
Don't wait for a comeback from that, because it's actually the truth, son. Nobody gives a shit about the keyboard player.
If you stab the lead singer, there's going to be an uproar.
There's a problem.
If you stab the lead guitarist, people are going to be pissed.
Yes.
You stab the drummer, people are going to notice that. Stab the rhythm guitarist. Yeah, maybe. Stab the bassist. Why is his guitar extra long? Stab the keyboardist. They had keyboards? There's really levels of importance. I mean, not that, listen, I know they all form a unit, but let's be honest. I stab you, nobody fucking cares.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, he's pointing at me!
Well, you're the keyboardist of this show.
Let me tell you. And I know this for a fact.
Great.
In a five-piece or six-piece band... five-piece or six-piece band, you are the lowest motherfucker on the totem
right.
pole, man. I'm telling
How does it feel
you.
To right be before... the keyboardist for the opening act for Ace Frehley?
No, it was opening.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah,
opening.
There you go.
Opening?
Then you're opening for, like, I guess, guitar legend Richie Scarlett, who I have no idea who the fuck that was.
That was opening. The band is maybe going down to Georgia. There's a big festival with the Foo Fighters headlining, and I think we're the opening.
That's still kind of cool, though.
Act for the Foo Fighters? Nice.
Yes.
I mean, nobody's going to be paying attention to you, let's be honest, but that's still really cool.
Really?
Yeah, that's
yeah. No, I definitely. I mean, I'm open if that gig, you know, I'm...
Of course you're open. We've seen your comedy schedule.
Have you? Yeah,
but,
right, yeah.
Listen, you know what? Sometimes it doesn't really matter where you are on the bill. It's just bragging rights to play the place. Listen, if you were the opening act to the guy who, like, sweeps the stage at Madison Square Garden, you'd do the fucking gig.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
I play the Garden. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're doing it.
Yeah, well, he's not playing the Garden. Relax.
I know, but he's doing a big festival. The Foo Fighters, it's big enough the Foo Fighters are going to be there.
Yeah.
Good for
well,
you.
Let's just cross our fingers and hope they don't hear the album.
Now, you know.
You know, you and him have been such good pals lately.
Sure.
And he doesn't have no, he's such a sweet man to you, Layla. I don't know why you got to damn him.
Because he still fucked you. I can't forget. Nobody fucks Joe Curry unless I'm fucking Joe Curry.
Yeah,
and nobody isolates like that because that's the most awful soundbite ever. Get off my man. I'll be delivering the ass fucking.
Oh, man.
Joe, my luggage needs to come out of this car for this shitty one-nighter in Nowhere, Michigan. Get on that. Up to it, boy.
Yeah, who's going to... Yeah. That's excerpts from the trip, yeah. Yes, sir, Mr. Davin, I said that right up. Ooh, that's a pretty suitcase you have. Not many people are using Paisley lately. I set that up.
My God.
Here we go again, men talking about vaginas, but at least they're using the word. Who's fucking talking about vaginas?
I'm not.
We haven't talked about vagina all night.
Are you listening to the right show?
Yeah,
I was talking
really.
About fucking Joe in the ass. Get it right.
Yeah, really?
I would never fuck Joe in the vagina.
No.
That's his wife's vagina.
No, I don't know. That's right.
That's only for
that's
her.
That's her providence.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I got a little situation tomorrow. Tomorrow's my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, wifey.
Thank you on her behalf.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get – she wants a tablet. Actually, she really doesn't care what she gets. She's really cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't want to celebrate, blah, 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 blah. Really sweet. And
they want to, though. They say they don't.
Maybe I'll give her your wife's old air conditioner.
To scratch and
dent. That's hers.
So I'm trying to figure out what type of – I mean, obviously the iPad 3 is the primo one. To get the all with all the bells and whistles.
You're looking at me. I don't know.
No, of course you don't know.
Yeah, don't look at me.
I'm looking at two morons.
No, you're looking at two broke motherfuckers.
Here's the thing.
Without the technological
iPad 3 with all the bells and whistles costs $1,000. I would get that for her, though.
Wow.
She deserves it.
Yeah, she does.
But I would get that for her. But she's like, no, you don't have to get that. So now we're in... What type of tablet should we get? And we really need her to do the research. And then she's like, well, I'll play with it, and Skylar's going to play with it. No. If I'm laying out hundreds of dollars...
No. Skylar's not playing with the tablet.
Because I went to my cousin's house, and they had the iPod 3. Mm-hmm. iPad 3, excuse me. All the bells and whistles. And their 8-year-old, like, dropped a shoe on it, so it was crap.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You do cry when you spill milk in these things.
Coming to a store near you, Summer's Eve with bleach.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
What show are you listening to?
We're losing our fans to better shows.
There's no men on the moon. What are you talking about?
Are they listening to the non sequitur show? What is that?
Maybe they're hearing the feedback from 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was pretty douchey.
So you guys have no suggestions for the tablet.
I can't speak authoritatively about it at all because
hasn't stopped you before.
Yeah, I know. I'll ramble on about other shit, but no, I don't have the technological bells and whistles.
For $1,000, you could give Joe Curry air conditioning. Or
no, for another more than $1,000.
Yeah.
For $1,000, you can buy a couple of window units for Joe Curry.
Maybe somebody could sponsor us.
You want to know something, though? I would go with the Apple. I mean, Apple.
But I could get the iPad 3 with less bells and whistles. It's basically memory.
Okay.
But the difference with the iPad 3 and the iPad 2 is you can, like, record video and pictures and everything, which is now something she wants.
And what's that? And what on iPad 3?
The basic one.
Okay.
Basic iPad 3 is, like, $500. but it doesn't have the memory she wants. It's like only 8 gig of memory, which I don't know what the hell that means.
Well, you know
but
what?
It's not as much as 64.
Well, yeah, never sell yourself short on memory with a computer, because you're always going to find something.
Exactly.
Well, you need enough RAM to run anything, and they're going to come up with shit.
My wife's been making do with a lack of RAM for years, you know.
And the problem
not
is
that kind of ramming.
When you have a computer that doesn't have memory, you have a co-host that balls you out, and you have a lead guitar player that balls you out because your computer's not keeping up with shit.
Yeah, no.
I don't envision her becoming a keyboardist or hosting a radio show anytime soon.
She's not the bass player in your unit, is she?
But you're gonna have pictures. You got a little girl. You're gonna take pictures. You're gonna bring this. So
we have cameras.
Yeah, but the thing is that you do want anything that you get, any kind of computer gizmo. This part I do know. You need enough RAM because you're always going to be running so many programs at once. That's just the way people run.
She wants it. She
and you need
it
enough
for
memory.
Apps.
Yeah.
And I guess taking pictures, and she wants high speed. So she's never going to let me get this for $1,000. I would do it.
Yeah, you should.
Which is really good for a comic who barely works. but you think you're on record saying I should spend the money and just get it?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
What do you think, Joe?
I would spend the money and get it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You would buy Joanne $1,000 gift?
No.
He'd buy my $1,000 gift.
No, but I was in that situation. I mean, if that's what you want.
Hey, did your friend ever figure out how to download the shows?
No, that's my sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law, she's going to figure it out?
She might be listening now. Hopefully she could.
I hope she didn't hear that last.
She said it was a... You know, so I sent the instructions to do it, so it's not that hard to do.
I don't know. Everybody's got all sorts of issues with our show. I think you're better served by not listening.
That's great, Devin. That's great. Just
I'm great at promo.
Great job. Yeah, great job.
That's going to be our marketing ploy.
So you guys think I should get the 64K memory,
yeah.
1,000, just lay it down. See, but like Apple is not the type of store, because we're in a cash business, Joe, you know, where I can like get the cash discount. Because when I get my car fixed, I get a cash discount.
Right.
Which basically means tax doesn't happen and everything.
Yeah, but
why
don't
you go to B&H in the city? Because I hear B&H for that stuff is
well,
really
now I'm out $12 for tolls.
Yeah, really.
That's true. All right.
Yeah,
well, but no, I think iPads are only sold from the Apple store.
iPads? No, you could try Walmart. Walmart
for an iPad?
Yeah, I was at Walmart because I have to get.
Have the iPad 1.5 at
Walmart.
They don't give them to the greeters though because they drop them a lot.
Well, just a side story with Rotgut, I do all sampling, and my sampling keyboard is about 20 years old, and it's all disk drive, floppy disks.
Oh,
which
wow,
is archaic.
Yeah.
So I've been loading samples onto this laptop because it moves so quickly.
Right.
But what I did was I wanted to see if I might be able to get an iPad because Joe Cumia suggested I get an iPad, so I went shopping. They have a Walmart. Running about the one I saw there, most expensive one they had there was $6.99. I don't know if that's
which one.
I think the three.
I'll go to Walmart tomorrow.
Yeah, check out Walmart. Also, you don't have a PC Richards up here, do you?
No, they're on 17 in Jersey.
Okay.
Tech Talk with three morons.
I know. Yeah,
three
Walmart.
You can't run a podcast.
If anybody's listening out there and you've got suggestions
like
on that, chime on in.
You know what? Email me if you're listening on the replay at davin@davincomedy.com. That would be good. Clutch and Wiggle is fucked up tonight.
Oh, that's great.
That's why we're losing people. I don't know what the hell's going on. Lost again. Hi, yay, yay.
Okay, well,
at least they're not the only people having technical problems.
Yeah, at least we're not the only people hearing ourselves twice. Wait a minute, I hear that all day.
This really, it's always something.
I know.
It's called the internet. We're all pioneers in this.
I feel like I'm lost in the woods. Let's just be honest with the audience for 1 second.
Sure.
If our millionaire pal signs his contract, and he's going to sign his contract,
yes.
Because if somebody was throwing money at me to talk on the air, I would do it.
Yeah.
Now he needs the money a lot less than I do. But he but he has $1,000 helicopter toys to buy. That surveyed the whole neighborhood.
But that was the coolest toy.
Like that little Rascals episode when they had the they were in the office. When I get my back pension, nobody will be eating mush.
Still might eat mush.
Are you listening to our conversation at home this morning?
Here's how this is going to go. We're gonna sit down with our pal Joe and I, and we're gonna beg.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Can I videotape?
Please get us on your station.
Right.
Because I can't do this anymore.
And he'll tell
us.
He'll see what
stuff.
He can do. So,
yeah.
No. But I'm not going to ask him to get us on the station. I'm going to ask him for an interview. That's all we need is an interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, give us a chance to succeed. They play podcasts of friends of the show on Sunday. I would take that for now. They had Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane walking around some convention doing nothing, going up in the elevator. Oh, we're in the elevator now. Press 5. Oh, it's kind of slow. Really? Really? Even when stupid Anthony's rifling through shit, we're more entertaining than that.
That sounds scintillating.
We take his shopping with us.
Yeah, I know, really, to go.
Gavin's buying an iPad.
Joe's buying Central Air.
Joe and Gavin go to Golden Corral. Yeah. It's going to be a brief show.
We go places. We take you places with us.
But I mean, that's what it is, because I don't know how much more I can deal with this nonsense. We put a lot of work into this. And to have
and nobody can hear
come
us.
Come on, I'm having fun. You having fun? You having fun?
Yeah.
Look at you, you're glowing.
He is glowing.
Yeah, I'm glowing.
I think that's because
you know who's
pay.
Having fun.
Who's having fun?
My daughter. She's in camp. She is
really?
Loving camp.
What kind of camp?
It's a concentration camp, Joe.
Yeah, that's
number
that's
one.
A rip-roaring time.
That's fucking horrible.
Yes.
Are you new to the show, stupid?
No, but I don't use your daughter. But also, there's certain types of
no,
camps.
No, you're right.
For
you're
kids.
I was trying to say something funny. As usual, I failed.
Of course, you
I
did.
Can't wait to do the using barrel
your,
game
your
now.
Daughter in a horrible time in history is a. It's a background.
Now, if we were at the compound, he'd be saying, that's a great time in history. It's amazing how the difference of location makes Joe have different sensibilities.
Oh, it's real estate, our show?
No, she's in one of these day camps where, you know, and she's swimming and playing games. And it was my in-law's idea. What's so cool about this camp is they're in the pool at least two times a day. And one of the times, they teach them how to swim. And we paid for lessons at the Y. Yuck, learned nothing.
Oh,
now
yeah.
She's
really?
Now she's doing headstands underwater.
It's
awesome.
Girl.
She's like swimming underwater and everything. Is she
catching any turtles down there?
Yeah. Turtle gal.
Look, Dad, I got a turtle. It's a snapper. Almost lost my finger.
When did my daughter turn into a redneck?
She's being the turtle man again.
She went from Holocaust survivor to redneck.
To redneck. Yeah, really.
That train didn't go to Auschwitz, apparently. It went to Georgia.
You know what? It was really... I'm sorry. I'm fixated on the turtle man.
Can we stop with the turtle?
No, we can't stop with
wait
the turtle man.
Wait until you see the show.
Wait until you see the
show.
I'm talking about my daughter. I don't give a shit about this turtle.
All right, so talk about your daughter. So
I'm trying, but she's like all excited because there's somebody who has worse hobbies than her. He collects turtles. She collects cats. She's like, I'm higher up on the evolutionary food chain.
I am, for once.
He's
I'm
like the
excited.
Horror of swamp shit.
Yes, he was.
Joe's happy that rats are falling on somebody that's not his attic.
Yes.
Joe looks at his wife and goes, could be worse.
Thank God when you went in the attic, nobody could smell rat urine. It was just hot.
You know what? If Anne Frank was pissing in there, they would have gotten discovered a lot sooner.
No.
Oh, my God. Where did they go? Never mind. These are the things I worry about.
They poured it out.
Throw it out until... Oh,
it's a yellow lane, fur line.
Grand strange guy.
So she's loving this camp and everything.
Cool.
Do you guys ever go to camp? It's a day camp.
Yes.
You went to camp?
I went to day camp. I went to camp at the YMCA. And I went.
Was it fun to stay at the YMCA?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. No, you know what? Because it was during the summer. Like I said, my mom had to go to work. I wasn't in school. So she put me. I really didn't want to go, but I went to like three different day camps during the summer. It was all right. It was cool.
You like camp?
Yeah, it was all right.
How about you? You ever go to camp?
Not like sleepaway camp or anything. I went to the summer recreation program that they had in the park. You know?
Yeah. I got Skylar signed up for that. But we might not actually go. My in-laws might pay for more of this camp since she likes it so much.
Yeah.
But at the recreation, we really don't have pools, but we turn on the sprinklers and you could run through that shit. We're just a step above the fire hydrant in the Bronx.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
that's pretty much what the rec is.
Yeah, there was no water at the rec that we were at.
Really?
But I could make lanyards like a son of a bitch.
Who?
Lanyards. Oh, that's, you know, those stupid things. You sit there and you braid these two strings of plastic and you have this lanyard and you're like, it's a little
no
boxy thing.
Can't
what do you
use
do
the
with
word
it
in the definition? You just go, I'm trying to find out what a lanyard is.
It's you take two pieces of plastic and you ended up braiding them together so they end up being an elongated box of little braided pieces of plastic.
It's elongated in a box.
And you don't know what to do with it when you're done. So it's supposed to be like a keychain or something, but it's like I could make a lanyard like really quickly.
And thus the hoard began.
I have thousands of them. Thousands of them.
I went to day camp when I was going to second grade, and that's where I learned to curse.
Really?
I had never heard such language before. I had never heard the word fuck before.
Really?
When I heard the word fuck, again, I'm a little kid, I thought it was something to do with chickens, because chickens go cluck, 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 cluck. I was confused. Now, this was very traumatizing for me at camp. Because you got changed to go swimming.
Yeah.
And I had never gotten changed before. And all the other kids, the poor kids, had the tighty-whitey underwear. I was telling you about this.
Yes.
My underwear had fire trucks and airplanes on it. They made fun of me, Joe.
Much like the ones he's wearing right now.
Like the same size.
Don't Don't look. Don't wait on me for a comeback. I wish I had those. That'd be cool.
Well, that, wouldn't that be wicked?
That'd be cool.
That's what my mom said. My mom's like, well, they're just jealous.
Yeah, fuck them. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to the second. It's not fuck them. I would have been better off in the Wonder Woman underoos.
No.
No, you would not.
Later
you
on,
yelled
you
at a Detroit Red Wings fan in the middle of Detroit. You couldn't have yelled at these kids. The fire trucks and planes is what was cool back then.
Joe, I was going to the second grade. I didn't have the years of bitterness. Imagine if I did that in second grade. Go, really stupid?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Really stupid?
I bet your mother doesn't love
really
you.
Really stupid?
From one end of the field to the other.
Really? You know, you call that a penis stupid?
It wasn't until years later that he realized that he wanted to be in the Wonder Woman underwear pants, but for a different reason.
Of course I do.
It's funny you mentioned saying the word fuck when you were a kid, because I remember me and my mother were on the way to North Carolina from New York. And
to leave Joe on a one-way trip.
He brought me back. But, so we're on our way down.
He sniffed the trail.
And for some reason that I don't know, I thought the white lines in the road
were
called fucks.
You thought they were called fucks?
I thought they were called fucks.
Why?
I don't know.
Probably because of something that somebody yelled fuck during the driving.
Probably because your dad crossed over and your mother's going, what the fuck are you doing?
Probably. But I'm just watching
my
father's doing 70 miles an hour and I'm in the back seat going, fuck, 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 fuck.
That's hilarious.
I just see the back of my
It's like your act.
The next thing I see is the back of my old man's hand coming at me. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you learning? That's what the light rides are in the road are called. And I got hit again for being stupid for thinking that.
Well, I always find smacking a child on the head does not make them brighter.
No, it does not get the point across.
I think I told you this too. I don't know if I ever said it on the air though. When I was a little kid, my dad, I guess, you know, got cut off in traffic and he says shit or something.
Right.
So like months later, we're at temple and I'm pretending how to pray. I can't read Hebrew at this point. So I'm just making up words and suddenly I say shit in the middle of temple. Everybody's looking at me.
What did your father do? He must have been mortified.
Well, he didn't back slap me. He wasn't abusive.
In the middle of the temple.
Then I would have said, what the fuck?
But he had to do something.
What,
he put his yarmulke over your mouth so you couldn't
probably
say anything?
Not a bad idea. Bury me in a Hasidic's beard? I don't know, Joe.
Your kid can't say your fucking temple, you know? You'd be mortified.
You can't beat your kid in temple. It's not a black church.
Yeah.
The first time I beat your kids, beat
him with the crucifix.
I'm the black road middle.
Jesus did. He'd beat your ass.
I'm the black road middle.
Jesus died for your sins, and we're not going to let him go to waste. I'm going to beat your ass.
I remember in camp, we used to have sing-along. And one of the single
where Joe got his love for music.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the single, actually, it was a Partridge Family. That's another story. Anyway, so we were having a sing-along, and we were sing-along with Hey Jude.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I know how this turned out, you anti-Semite.
I thought it was Hey Jew.
We all did.
All right. And not for nothing. I'm saying, Hey Jew. And I'm like, boy, this is a racist song. What are you trying to...
What do you want from me? 12 times I turn around. What do you... I'm trying to buy a knish. What do you want?
Nah.
Hey Jew. What again?
I don't think they like us here. That's very funny.
But I knew it was wrong to sing a song like that. I was just
curious. Didn't stop you, though.
No, the other kids were singing.
Well, you know, in seventh grade,
beat up a little black kid, would you have?
It depends. No.
In seventh grade, in music class, the teacher was a big fan of the Beatles.
Right.
And so she brought in Obladee Oblada. And she changed the words because she knew a bunch of seventh graders were not going to be able to handle singing Obladee Oblada, Life Goes On, Brah. Which I don't know why he insisted on singing that in the first place. But eighth graders would be like, Brah! You know, so she changed it. But I was mortified.
Yes.
You never changed Beatles lyrics. No, no.
Thanks, Ringo. So, like, you guys all went to camp. I went to baseball camp.
That's good.
Clearly that paid off.
Yeah.
But you know, I just remember, you know, playing with my friends.
Yeah.
You knocked on the door. You were out from 8 a.m. You know, you got called in for dinner. Maybe you went. Maybe you didn't. And, you know, you just played Manhunt at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, now's a good time to clear
my throat.
I lived in an apartment.
You are amazing. Why don't you do a sound check in the middle of your Foo Fighters concert?
It's called post-nasal drip.
Checked. Oh, me too.
We're not talking about snot right now.
No, we are not. No. Well, I grew up in an apartment building, and there were always a lot of kids to play with. And yeah. We'd go out and play kickball and all kinds of games, and everybody had a big wheel or a bike, and we'd ride them in the parking lot.
Big wheels rule.
I know, yeah. And I never got one. I was so pissed.
Really?
I wanted a big wheel really bad, and I never got one.
I had a couple.
But
really?
My favorite was the Dukes of Hazzard one.
Oh, no. Just the plain yellow.
How old am I?
Number.
I was driving a fucking car when you had that thing.
Yeah, I know.
Jerry's so old, his big wheels didn't have wheels.
No,
wheels
were
squares.
You know when you're old, when the guy that used to deal you weed in high school is a grandfather now.
Oh, wow. Wow. No, we used to play in the backyard. But the reason that I went to Summer Rec is because all the kids that I used to play with, they were all at Summer Rec. And I'm like, Dad, there's nobody to play with. He's like, oh, shit.
Can't you play with your creepy uncle?
No.
He wants to play with you.
He's got a blanket.
He's got a blanket. She's been touched.
In the head. But that, you know, at first rec was really cool. But then when you got into the older rec, it was run by, you know, the older group was run by these teenage girls.
Right.
And they would just bring us up into the woods that circled the park and smoke and sit there and gossip. And we had to sit there and go, can we go out and play now?
Just smoking pot hanging out.
And they're just standing there smoking, talking about bullshit. We're like, can we go do something? Anything?
Oh, God.
So it was real.
There's no accountability.
The last one was really bad.
There's a camp my friend of mine sent her son to a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago. But they have these camps now that these kids, they go to do pretty cool shit. Every day they do something. They go to the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah.
They go up to, to a museum. They go paddle boarding. They do all this cool stuff.
I would love that.
And it was funny. My friend was going, he doesn't want to go. And I go, I'll go.
I'll go.
You do this cool shit.
Send him to work for
you
me.
Go to the
I'll
zoo.
Go.
One day you go to the zoo. The next day you go to Great Adventure. I'm like, this thing, I wish I could go.
I know. I totally wish I could go.
Yeah.
Just an update. My new girlfriend apparently has cut and paste. Really? We'll have to get to that shortly.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I'm multitasking.
I bet you are.
But, all right. I just wanted to share that. She's having a cool time. I noticed, though, when you're a kid, when you're young, you look forward to summer. School's out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now I don't look forward to it.
No, because you're not.
No, because
I'm not a kid. Yet I'm still short.
But
there's no change in your routine, though. It's the same old, same old.
No, we're not talking about
hotter.
Michael J. Fox. Why is someone else on? What the fuck?
Somebody's listening to a different show.
A
what
different
the
show?
Fuck?
Yeah, really. Type over to that person. What the hell's going
on? I remember one summer, I think he told us that, but our rider mower broke.
Uh-huh.
And I have an acre. And
yeah,
we have a push mower. I had a little push mower.
Yeah.
And I was about 13, and my mother goes, I can't afford to get this lawn tractor fixed. You'll have to cut it with the push mower. And I go, are you crazy? It's an acre. You don't work. You're home from school. What else do you have to do? And I'm like, get it done by 5. And damn, working like a nut.
Oh, my God.
My mother ran a tight ship. She would come home. Now, she commuted to New York from Long Island to the city every day.
Wow.
And back. She didn't want to hear it. She got home. She would honk the horn. It was my job to open that garage door so she could pull the car in. Okay? It was the garage door opener.
What if you... did you not know about those little clicky things that
we couldn't afford one.
Oh, man.
We did not. I was the garage opener. That horn honked. That door had to open before the second honk. If I was 10 feet away or 10 miles away, the third honk, you better pack your shit and just leave.
You better just move
you
out.
You pack your shit and leave.
Get your stick with a little pocket knot bag on the end of it.
And she would
done.
Grit her teeth. She grit her teeth like a mad dog.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Nettie ran a tight ship. Boy, I was sketch. See, that's the good thing about parents, because I could have gotten a lot of trouble when I was a kid, because basically my mother went to work and stuff. I could have smoked pot, had chicks over.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of that. But for the most part, I knew she had to commute, and she was busting her ass for us and stuff like that. The second part was I was scared shitless of her.
I know what you mean. I mean, my dad had... always had to work more than one job.
Yeah.
Sometimes he had two, sometimes three jobs.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was like the Jamaicans on Living Color before there were Jamaicans on Living Color. And, you know, really. And he never hit us, but he had, I mean, I have a loud mouth. We were the loud family. But the guy had a bellow. And I was so terrified of disappointing him that, I mean, if he was bellowing like that, there was nothing worse than my dad screaming like that. And, I didn't want to get into trouble. So I would, be really good. I could have gotten in so much trouble. I was unsupervised so much. Now I think about the stuff that I could have been doing. I'm like, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do any of that stuff? Because now I can't do it because I'm an adult, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, like, age inappropriate. it's like there's a lot of stuff I wish. Speaking of stuff that I wish that I had done, I one of the things that I do want to do now, I never wanted to do it when I was younger, but I want to get a tattoo. And that was one of the things I was supposed to do this weekend, but I'm having problems hooking up with the tattoo artist, which is so ridiculous.
What's he doing?
Well, my friend and I are going to get the same tattoo.
And what's the tattoo of?
It's a butterfly, and it's...
Oh, a butterfly.
Well, it's not like it's my thing. It's our friend who died. That was her favorite butterfly.
Right.
And so, my friend and
but
I
But that
both
guy should like cockroaches.
Yeah. I know, really. I'd like this gigantic water bug on my calf, please.
That's what you're putting on your calf?
No, I'm not. I'm going to get it on the top of my shoulder. And so...
God damn it! Sorry.
That's
what's your problem?
Okay, I won't get it there. Where do you want me to get it?
No, we're losing listeners because Clutch and Wiggle's fucking up.
Oh, my God.
And, the listeners we got are listening to a different show because we're getting like shit we're not even talking about.
You know what? It's,
All right, just make a pterodactyl sound and scare everybody back. All right, so back to the tattoo.
My God, Godzilla. So my friend and I go to this place that we had been recommended to go to, and... the guy seems a little standoffish, but I'm like, he's a tattoo guy. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to be like, da 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 da. Hey, girls, here's
I can
some
make
champagne.
A dragon. I can make a fan. I can make a snake right on your thigh.
He's working.
Over the top tattoo guy.
Da 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 da. He's got a top hat and a cane. But no, he's working on a guy, and he's like, he comes over, he talks to us a little bit, he gets an idea of what we want. We explain where, blah blah blah. Gives us prices, gives us an appointment. So now this is a couple months in advance because he's. Yeah, the guy's booked. I mean, he's good.
I've seen his book.
I've seen his work. He's been recommended.
Right.
So the guy's booked like a good tattoo artist should be. But then, no, they should be.
You don't want one of those ones that the drunken sailors go to.
Want to call up the guy. Yeah, come on over. I don't trust
I don't think so, sir.
Don't have a six-month waiting list?
Yeah.
You must suck.
Hey, how you doing?
All you do is black and white.
I want a scorpion by my balls. What can you do? Come on down. I'm a little leery.
Wait a minute. You got a bottle of ink and a ballpoint pen? Get the fuck out of here. I don't want a prison tattoo. I want a real tattoo. I could get Hep C on my own. Thank you very much.
Right. So
I go to the place. I don't want to name the place because, I don't want any bad blood. But the thing is, we go there. We have an appointment. The guy calls me up and he says, I have a graduation party that day. Do you suppose that we can move your appointment?
Now, I want my butterfly.
I'm disappointed, and I put a deposit down.
Right.
So I'm like, ugh, all right, fine. So we're trying to do this. Now, he says that maybe we could do it on 4th of July. He's going to go in
and tattoo on a 4th of July.
Well, I'm not going to do anything until that evening. So I was like, okay, we can work it in. I asked my friend. She's okay with it. So he goes, I think that'll work. I have to ask my wife. Let me get back to you. So now I'm calling him. Do you know yet? No, let me get back to you.
Does he run a business?
Do you fucking believe this? I'm chasing him more than I chase
boys
in high school.
Because most tattooists are usually the most reputable and well-schooled people.
But they have a studio. Man. The studio's open from 9 to 5. The studio's open 5 days a week.
I know.
You make an appointment.
Apparently, he does not want my money.
Does he have a studio? Does he have a storefront?
It's a studio, and there are several different tattoo artists that work out of this studio. Right. I mean, it's a reputable place, I thought, but this douchebag has got me chasing around. I didn't chase boys this hard in high school.
And now look what you wound up with. A half-assed man. If you would have...
And no butterflies.
Exactly. Excuse me, Mr. Helix is not here to defend himself.
That's usually where we do our best work.
I know.
Just ask Joe when he was away in April.
He's not a half-assed man. He's got a full ass. I promise you.
And supple.
Wait a minute. And cute. Wait a minute. Wait. We're getting far afield from
back
this
to the tattoo.
Yeah, so now I'm down to... Look, you... This idiot. So now, I mean, it didn't ruin my day. I had stuff I could do during the day. But I'm like, then he's like, oh, if we can't do it on 4th of July, maybe we can do it the Monday after, which was yesterday. No, wait, it's Monday. What?
Yeah, it's Monday after. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Would you like to go over the days of the week?
No, oh, you know what? She got me thinking. I'm like,
that's
no,
that's
what
not saying much. There's that fake laugh when he knows he's stupid.
That laugh, so last night, so I left a message, 4th
of
July.
That's the laugh of a serial killer, by the way.
Yeah, remember that.
How does Joanne sleep at night?
Believe me, how do I sleep at night?
Well, not well, you sweat.
She goes, I'll kill you in my sleep. I'll kill you in your sleep. I go, don't give me empty promises.
How do either of you sleep at night with those kind of conversations?
With dreams of other people.
It's hard.
I would be hiding all the pillows in the house.
I'm sorry. Let me just. She's like living with Dracula. She runs around all night. Lights are on. Lights are off. She puts.
Is she Team Jacob?
No, but she puts groceries. She'll come up from the
spark.
She puts groceries on the bed. I wake up. I feel like I'm being checked out somewhere.
Wait,
it's ridiculous.
Wait, she puts groceries
on
the
bed.
Even the hoarder doesn't put groceries on the bed.
When you're in the bed.
And then when I'm in the bed, I wake up. I'm like. Oh, I'm not. Why am I looking at a roast? What the fuck?
Why
did
she put groceries on
the Because there's not enough
that.
Room on a kitchen table.
Wait, but why is your bed near the kitchen?
It's not. She brings the stuff into the bedroom.
Well, isn't there a closer room?
Apparently not.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
is this
what?
Some
You're
kind of like thing to say, why aren't you out of bed or something?
This is like passive aggressive.
It is. Why?
Oh, yeah, because she
should do what I do and just tell you shut the fuck up.
My wife is very is very passive aggressive.
But that is really bizarre.
That's odd.
Just
dude.
To get cuz she does a lot of things just to get a rise out of me.
apparently Joe gets turned on by meat.
But she was this smart. Well,
who doesn't?
This smart.
Joe like a good rump roast, do you?
A good roast? Oh my god.
But she'll do stuff like this morning. I'm on the way to work, and I go, "What? Did you call the air conditioning guy? Didn't you listen to me, asshole? He's coming over at 2 o'clock this afternoon." And I go, "Do you need my credit card?" No, I'm going to give him gold doubloons. Could you get me my credit? I go, "Why don't you tell me about, you know, you're such a moron. You don't listen." And then she starts breaking
into. We
should
hire her for the show.
But then she starts breaking into a show tune. One singular sense. After she yelled at me.
Are you kidding me?
Does she work words of your incompetence into the song?
Yeah, no. She just goes into the tune.
Oh, because if she could do that, then we need to record her.
My husband's such an asshole. I really hate everything
you know,
he
she's
says.
Like, you're an asshole. My mother was right. I should have never married you. Born free as the wind.
That's hilarious.
She's coming over.
Dude, she's sick.
Oh, yeah.
I like her more than I did before.
Yeah,
I always liked her, but this is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You're going to die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are going to die.
I guess somebody's going to move up a little more share with the sponsorship money, Pippi. Oh, yeah.
You better be careful. If there's a can sale, there's going to be. You're going to have
to.
You know,
just buried under an avalanche of cream corn.
I wake up. There's a roast and potato chips.
You're being serious.
I'm dead serious.
Now, has she slept with groceries in the past?
No, this isn't a fetish. What she does...
this isn't a fetish.
Like I said...
I'm going to fuck myself with a celery stick.
Like
I've never seen that on the internet.
My wife goes out and does errands like at about 9:30 at night, and then she'll come back. Now, meanwhile, I'm crashed out in bed, and she comes home like at about 12 o'clock at night with groceries and all this stuff. I've come home from gigs. It's like 1:30 at night. My house is lit up like Vegas because she's like all up to her Joanne antics.
Wow.
You know?
Well, I'm a night owl, too, and I go shopping at late at night because there's less people in the supermarket because I can't fucking stand those people in the supermarket. Yeah. I won't go on a Saturday. Forget about it. But I'll go at night. And, you know, I get home and, you know, sometimes my husband's home to help me with the groceries. Sometimes he's not. I was kind of pissed off last night because I was like, great, he's home. No, but he had other stuff that, it's too much of a long story, but the other stuff he had to lug into the house at the same time I'm bringing the groceries in. I can't catch a break. I always bring the groceries in alone. But I don't put them on the bed.
Yeah. Well, if you put them on the bed, you get the hint.
Now, look, I think so.
Look, I we'll get that.
This was not on the script, by the way.
But
we had no idea this was
no
happening.
But here's an example, okay? It's 2 hours to my house. We're going to get done probably around 10 o'clock tonight, okay?
Yeah.
I'll get home at my house at 1 o'clock. I will walk into my house. I will get whatever I would need to eat, and I will sit down. And she's
so you, go right, you walk right into the bedroom?
No. No, but I'll sit down.
That deserves more than an insincere laugh.
No, not really. No, but
that's a real laugh.
But I will get home, and she'll be eating dinner. And I'm like, what the
it's like, you don't have to eat dinner at 1 o'clock tonight.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
well, I was out running errands. I go, I just got home. You know, so it's...
has she always been a night owl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's not very strange.
Yeah. That's not very... No, but the groceries on the bed.
The groceries on the bed is the part. Night owl, no. The groceries
I will
on
wake
the bed.
Up then. I will just wake up. Because when I'm out, I'm out.
And turn the damn lights off. Maybe you could afford an air conditioner. If you weren't paying everything over to Con Ed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, damn. No, wait. Who is it? It's Long Island.
Well, it's Lipa. Lipa.
Lipa?
Lipa.
Okay. I can't keep track of all these people. Yeah. But that's just... that's quite bizarre. And this is coming
hilarious.
From this is coming from a hoarder cat lady, and I'm thinking this is really up there. You know, so now, but that's usually.
Oh, my wife is very eccentric. I'm pretty eccentric too, so that's why we get along. But Joanne is very eccentric.
Yeah, well, so are me and my husband.
And she will, if I come home and I open up the door and she doesn't notice I'm home, she will let out a deafening scream.
You too.
And then, and she, you know what she did one time? We went out for dinner. I think it was on our anniversary one time. We go into this restaurant in town. Very nice. It was a low key. It was a Friday night. Very quiet restaurant and stuff like that. And she goes, I have to go to the ladies' room. I'll be right back. So she's, so I go, oh, relax. I'm going to have some wine. I'll eat some of this bread. We're going to have a nice dinner, kick back and stuff like that. All of a sudden, I hear my wife let out this blood-curdling scream.
Oh my
from
God.
The ladies' room.
Oh, that's
and
never good.
Just picture a small restaurant where there's just silence and talking and Joanne's booming scream coming over the restaurant.
The roast does not go in the restroom. It goes in the bedroom.
And I'm like, okay, what now?
What could possibly be happening?
And there was the turtle hunter.
And, and I'm like, what happened? I was in the restroom and some woman opened the door. And I'm like, who, Godzilla? I go, they're looking at us like assholes. I left. I walked out. I left.
You were too mortified.
I was mortified.
Wait
I walked out.
And this is a man who embarrasses himself every weekend.
Yeah, at least it's under my own doing.
But you love her, sort of.
I love her.
Kind of. Not really sure.
That is not nice.
Sort of.
That's so
I don't
bad.
Know. I got to tell you, if my wife put groceries in the fucking bed, I would totally kick them to her side of the bed.
Well, that you're
and
in.
Roll over.
That you're in. Is,
you,
is
and now, they're, now their bedroom's hot, so it smells like rotten meat.
Well, it doesn't stay. It just stays there for a little while.
Because, until she puts,
until
them
she
all
puts
away.
It away. It's not like it's there for days.
But wait, now I lug
well,
all the...
I'm sorry, Joe, to think that that might happen, because, you know,
well,
putting
you're making
it on
all
the
these
bed...
hot meat jokes.
Well, I lug a...
You're the one who talked about waking up with a roast, and you weren't talking about a fat chick.
Meat jokes meat jokes in the bedroom.
Well, yeah, because they really don't have a shape.
Like
maybe
a
you tie them up with
keep
some
explaining. Keep explaining.
That makes
maybe
perfect
get
sense.
Funny.
No,
you said there was a roast in your bed.
Keep explaining. Maybe it'll get funny.
People wait for 30 minutes for you. Never happens.
Look, this will probably take longer. Let me. I might break the record here.
Pip got it right away, Joe. I wake up with a roast. A roast is a shapeless thing. I saw, much like a fat chick.
Okay.
God, I hope my husband isn't listening.
I doubt he is. I don't even know if we're on the air.
And if he is, it's probably a different show. From the
yeah, it's something work. About like douching and
we got to change something. Well, we got to change a lot of things.
Well, we can't change it right now. So
no, we can't.
We cannot. But I'm sorry. I dragged this on as long as I did the Turtle Man, but I'm just fascinated by that. I mean, when I lug all the groceries and I dump them on the floor, not like I dump over the bags and you
and
know.
They stay there forever.
No, but I put the...
She ain't saying no.
You've been over.
Peas from 1989. It was a good year
for peas.
Ah,
no, Twinkies.
You know,
82.
You want to hear something really stupid, though?
I listen to it all the time.
I didn't realize that things in cans had an expiration date.
You are a maroon.
I am.
How do you know when beets go bad?
I had no idea.
Really?
Because I thought that people...
What'd you think? When they put them in a can, it's like time travel?
Kind of.
They get younger with age?
Well, you know, you see people putting jars and cans and stuff in, like, these survival
And they're
bunkers.
Lunatics.
Yeah. I know. I don't do that. But we have this
really?
One,
like
we,
it's a stretch cat lady?
We have this one cabinet that is really like way too deep to be useful because whatever.
It's called the garage.
No. It's a pantry.
It's called a whore's vagina.
Whatever gets to the back of that pantry never gets seen again. It's like the black hole of pantry land. And my friend was helping me do some stuff and we were going to bake a cake. And so I'm looking.
With
I always,
cake mix from 1984.
No.
It was back when Pillsbury Doughboy wasn't fat. He was really thin and lean.
Pillsbury Dough Fetus.
He had 2% body fat back then.
He had like a 5 o'clock shadow. Had his pants rolled up in little cuffs with a blazer. It was a good year for Pillsbury.
He was still in short pants. Oh, no. 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 They were up, you know, everything's up in the front. And then I was looking to see if there was like a can of icing, and I thought it had fallen back behind stuff. I'm looking back there, and I'm pulling out cans of stuff.
Wait, is your pantry like the closet from Narnia?
It is. It's really deep. It's deeper than my arm length. I can't get into the back.
Would the turtle go? The turtle catch a go in?
I almost got my finger.
Caught it on these clink pages. Woo, 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 woo. Wait till you
I
see
can
the show.
There's a rat
you
urine down
turn,
in the back
friend.
Of that
you
pantry.
Will turn.
But there,
I'll never watch it. Never. No, never. Never see. Never.
I started pulling some stuff
she
out to see what the hell's going, back
no, I want
to
hear.
Of course you do. What do you think she's going to do? Pull out something funny? Not in that fucking pantry.
No, there's nothing
funny. Don't you know the way her stories go? They start out interesting and lose speed fast. She doesn't have that edit. She's in open mic mode. You know, when you have like, this is going to be my closing bit. And you write like a 10-minute thing. Go, this is the thing that gets me on the Tonight Show. And then after you've done this for a while, that 10-minute bit goes, that's a good 5 seconds.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah.
You learn
yeah.
that. You and I have that.
Yeah, yeah.
She's learning it, and our audience has to suffer. And you're the asshole that encourages it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe.
No, sorry. No. My mom was like that. She, I remember one time we were getting some out of the closet, and it was
you,
like,
what, you?
Cake mix from Bohack. Bohack went out of business 20 years. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Bohack went out of business 20 years ago.
Well, I haven't lived
it's
in the house
good.
Long enough for it to be like 20 years old.
And I go, I used to tell Mom, why do you got all this shit for? Throw it. What if we have guests? Who, the 3rd Marine Division? What are you, insane?
Well, first of all,
that's why I married
guests,
my wife. You marry somebody like your mother, I guess.
Wait a minute. What if you have guests? Are you going to feed them all the spoiled food?
Yeah, that way they don't come over anymore.
who wants some Bohack
clean
pizzas?
That Pepsi I gave Joe was from 78. A Vietnam vet brought it back.
Here you go, man.
There's a little bit of Asian orange on the outside of that soda.
Yeah, just
give it to Joe. He'll drink anything. Was he going to complain to his wife that's not interested?
Look, you have an orange soda. Yeah, here it is. It's Asian orange.
Got burned on the edges from the napalm. Just brush it off.
I give Joe a Tab cola.
Tab.
Do they still make Tab?
They do.
Tab.
They do.
What? It was awful. It was
no,
awful back then.
No, they've improved it. It actually tastes okay. My
Tab
aunt
was awful.
My aunt, who I think was anorexic, you'd go over and all she had was Tab or Fresca. It used to taste
well,
because like
if you're gonna stick your finger down your throat, who cares what it tastes like?
Yeah, really.
that
would be
milk,
a great advertisement. Tab. It tastes like shit, but you're gonna vomit it up anyway.
So what do you care? Yeah.
Tab, it won't go to your thigh because you're gonna hurl soon.
All right,
back to the pantry. Let's wrap this shit up.
When we get together about the tattoo parlor.
Oh,
Christ, she's got multiple stories going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you keep going, these are the stories
that never end. Right. They go on and
we
on,
heard,
my
right,
friend. And Pip started telling it, not knowing what it was.
But I'm intrigued on the tattoo parlor. So
now I got to go back and get my deposit from the guy and find a new place. I got to start from scratch.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's a bummer.
See, I told you, they don't have fucking endings, these stories.
They do have endings.
Yeah, but never funny ones.
Oh,
Joe does a much better fake laugh.
I know.
You need to practice.
No, I'm not going to practice a fake laugh.
I'm going to be doing Santa Claus on Sunday.
Are
Again,
you really?
Santa in July?
Santa in July? Yeah.
Didn't these people learn the last time?
Hot as balls.
Yeah, really?
You're interrupting.
What?
She might find Santa Claus in the pantry story. She wrapped up one story. She's still
fisting
the pantry with the
dead elf.
A dead elf. No, dead there's
elf.
Nothing else.
A dead elf.
That'd be a great name of the band.
You know, the shit's so old in her pantry, it wasn't like Keebler elf trees. It was like little seedlings. They planted the shit. We can live in here one day.
There were baby elves. No. What?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Perfect.
All of a sudden, we had 4 stories and then none. Silence.
Just
none.
Awful. All right. Well, we got 3 minutes. I'm not going to go into my new girlfriend now.
No, I don't think so. You're not going to go into your new girlfriend with 3 minutes?
I think you can make it in three minutes. With 1 minute and 50 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
10 seconds of begging. So yeah. We won't go into that now. So, Joe, you were saying something. And we'll on the second half, you know, we get so much shit we never get to. Second half, we'll talk about my new girlfriend from Africa.
Yeah.
Let's do that in the second half of the show.
Okay, good. Good.
But Joe, you were saying something about Santa Claus in July.
Yeah,
why do they hire you for this? You're not a pleasant person.
Some people. When I'm on the clock, I'm very nice.
You're on the clock now.
Yeah.
You're a miserable son of a bitch.
I'll tell you what.
I'm thinking of driving a roast over your house.
Well, let's get a new clock.
Some people think it's novel and cute to do Santa Claus.
They just want to watch you die.
Yeah, but it's not the same woman who wouldn't let you talk to the people and was upset because you ate something.
No, they're Jewish now.
Not
they converted after Joe came over.
Not them. Not them.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No, no.
Because that
no,
woman
no.
was a 4-star bitch.
Yeah, it was.
What are we hearing?
So, hold on.
All right, we'll put the show on hold.
Okay.
What are we hearing, Joe?
Excuse me.
Stop this.
Stop it, stupid. The new game.
You know, one of my friends commented that the most used word on our show is stupid.
Well, asshole and fuck just seems so pedestrian.
Thought of a new one. We're trying to stay clean.
Yeah. So I'm just glad one of your friends listened.
I know.
Is this one of the sensitive ones?
Yes.
Oh, so she would like nothing here?
No. Nothing that we talked about.
She didn't like the show at all?
No, she did like the show. There were just certain things that she was like, oh, I don't like that, you know, but,
really?
You know,
was it the Nazi stuff? Was it the pedophilia comments? What was the problem?
Keep
was it
going.
When we made fun
Keep
of
going.
Autistic people?
Keep going.
What else was it?
I think that there were commas and us and thes that were acceptable.
We're an awful
commas,
show.
Us, and thes.
Yes.
Oh, my.
The new book.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm going to sign back on to Clutch and Wiggle for plugs.
Oh, no. And you know what? We're going to hear ourselves twice.
No, we won't.
Oh, all right.
Because I'm not going to go onto the website.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, plus
my
balls.
No, it's not you.
No, not me, but it's like, hey, Clooney Music 2. We could just be, what the fuck am I?
Yeah, but the end result is just like mumbling and what the fuck. And that's all people are hearing.
They know we're having technical, if they've heard the show, they know we're having technical issues. I'm just pleased for
okay,
once.
So my talking about 20-year-old Kling peaches in the back of my pantry is really, really
the
worse.
Difference is mine is brief. It's an outburst. It doesn't go on for an hour and a half and go, and so I'm not going to get the tattoo.
No, I am going to get one.
Good. It's like
can't wait for that
see,
story.
You'll see.
It's like stories.
I'll get to show it off on the podcast.
If we're ever there.
If we ever go back to the compound,
absolutely.
I'll be able to show it.
The people will be excited.
I think so.
All right, I think we're back. All right, let's... Now that we're back on Clutch and Wiggle Live...
Whee!
It's time to go.
Bye!
Pretty fucking much.
Yeah. It's some technical difficulties. Did you please stand
I do have
by?
To tell you, I'm very glad that up until today, I really didn't do much for this show. And it shows. Today, I'm wearing all the colors I can't wear when we're at the compound.
I know. You're killing me.
You look like a Jewish leprechaun.
Why do you have to be a Jewish leprechaun?
Because he's Jewish.
Yeah, okay.
We both like gold. Except my people are named Goldsmith.
Except,
or Goldberg.
Except they have a pot of it and you do not.
I don't even have a pot to piss in. All right, let's do some plugs. Let me thank our lovely sponsors. Let me do that.
Only the pretty ones.
Right.
You said lovely.
Oh, Christ. don't look at me.
Our mistake was when we gave her a speaking part.
You know. Fight me.
Just blink. Second part of the show, Pipple just blink.
People just be like holding yourself in the fucking corner shaking. They've abused me, Tina. I was in the barrel. You guys were mean.
Joby
dusting himself off. Glad it wasn't fucking me.
Oh, please. If I was shaking and crying every time you guys abused me, I'd never come back.
Yeah, I keep on trying to move the location of the show. And
I keep finding it.
That was funny.
It was, but it was funny that last line is what made you get what we were going for. You were slow.
I get around to it.
Of course you do. All right. Let me thank the sponsors. Mm. I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York.
Thank
Great
you.
For learning karate.
Yes.
Self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons. My daughter's now doing the class and the private lessons.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like totally like digging the whole karate.
I can't wait until she kicks your ass. Oh,
please. It's not that difficult to kick my ass. The problem is she threatens the kids. I'll do karate on you, which is what she's not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
But she's not very good at the sparring. she's a yellow belt, and me and my wife ran out of the dojo for a second to get something at the store, and we came back, and she was in a bad mood. Basically, like, an orange belt, like, kicked her and everything. So I go to the sensei. I go, she got jacked up, didn't she? He goes, yeah, pretty much. She goes, she'll learn by the time she's a purple belt.
Yeah.
So my daughter's complaining and everything, like, oh, I got hit. I go, well, move.
Better.
You've been taught. Yes, you've been taught how to block. Use your blocks. Don't just stand there, stupid.
Oh boy.
You know. I mean, but I'm glad.
I like you as a parent. Yeah, that parent I would be. Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that she's getting hit in this environment as opposed to the playground.
Yeah. Yes.
And that was
yes.
one of the things Sensei Ferdico told me about. It's like, you know what? They're going to get hit, but I want them to learn it here
how
first.
To defend yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you get hit enough. You learn, I don't like getting hit.
Right.
And then you figure out ways to stop getting hit.
Yeah, that's a strong motivator.
It really is.
By the way, I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to our pal, Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Yes.
So, yeah, so she's doing the private now and the class lesson. They're really great over there. I love them. Plus, make sure you ask them about their summer programs for kids. You could do karate camps.
Oh, neat.
So give them a call. Learn more. Number is 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Also, our newest sponsor, who we used to be back with us back in the day, and TBQ tried to steal them from us, but you could not, because you're a bunch of losers.
Yeah, that's right. We brought them back. They saw the light, brought them back.
Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, awesome. Offers the best pizza and Italian food in the lower Hudson Valley. All their food is made with the freshest ingredients. You know, the guy was like filleting it like fresh anchovies when I walked in.
Oh. Really?
Who the hell does that?
Who does that?
But it's awesome. The food's great. I had the white slice. They're really good.
Luca I love this.
Choked, groaning in the bathroom.
White slice.
Luca Trattoria is the place to go whether you want to slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at LucaPizzaWarwick.com. And Luca's L-U-C-A. LucaPizzaWarwick.com. Make sure you mention Davin's Den for a free fountain soda to go.
Nice.
And also, as always, James Thomas Web Design, always doing a lot of work for us.
James Thomas.
Thank you, James.
Every platform, every browser, every type of special media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at jamesthomaswebdesign.com and tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. And also, as always, my company, Side Splitting Productions. Hey, you know what? We can hire a Santa in July, too.
Sure.
We can hire Joe Curry to come to your house.
Absolutely.
Sure. Price is right. I'll be there.
Of course the price will be right. I'm the one doing negotiations. The client's happy. The performer's happy. I'm happy. Nobody gets fucked when I'm working.
So the kids, not so much.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, but that's negotiable, isn't it?
The kids never have. No, we do a good job. You can go to the testimonial page. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Comics, murder mystery, DJs, characters. All sorts of good stuff. Pip, who is carrying this lovely show?
Well, ClutchAndWiggleRadio.com is carrying our first hour and a half while
we're trying.
You know what?
They're like a guy who can't get it on.
No, come on now. You know what?
Everybody Clutch and Wiggle was impotent tonight.
Everybody has technical difficulties. It's okay. It happens to a lot of guys, Clutch and Wiggle. And next week, Wicked Radio will be carrying our first hour and a half as well. So that's very cool.
We wish them luck.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. It's not easy to carry this first hour and a half. Ask Davin.
Yes.
HawkRadio.net will play us on Thursday at 11 p.m. MoreLikeRadio.com is carrying us. When are they carrying us now? I always forget.
They're carrying us. They haven't listed it on their website yet, but they will, I'm sure, at 3 p.m. on Sundays.
On Sundays, that's right.
But
okay.
They got like 13,000 downloads
yesterday.
So I'm sure, you know, we're getting heard on the download.
Yeah, that's really good.
Because since now we're more like radio, we're on the down low.
Well, you can download us on iTunes. You can download us from Stitcher.com. Mm-hmm. And we also are on WKAD Thursdays from 5 to 8.
That's Wicked. So they're going to play the replay this Thursday.
Oh, duh.
They're going to play the replay this Thursday, and then we're going to be live with them for next week.
Awesome.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so that's everybody. I'm really glad. Thanks, Wicked. We're glad to be on board.
Joe, we got about 3 minutes. Very quickly, tell us about the shows that we're pals with.
Okay, I'm very pleased to announce that we are part of WhackBag.com. We are linked on WhackBag.com, which is
getting a lot of traffic from them.
Yeah, Opie and Anthony site. We have Matt. Thank you very much. We're so pleased to be on.
And
there
if you guys are an Opie and Anthony fan and you have a hard time, you know, it's not always easy to get through with Ant, especially because he's not doing a lot of compound shows and Opie's not always accessible. Joe's actually going to start hanging out on WhackBag.com. Respond to some of the threads. He's got like a lot of inside stuff. He can't tell you everything, but he can really add a little bit of insight to what you're hearing on the show, because Joe listens to all the shows. Joe's going to be on the show in a few weeks, so he's going to be a nice contributor to WhackBag.com.
Yeah, it's very excited. Also, my buddy Mick Thomas has a podcast that's really good. It's the Mick Thomas Show. You can find his show on SoundCloud.com. Put in Mick Thomas and check him out.
Now, is he going to be sending us a logo?
Yes. I got to work with him on that.
And you're going to send him a logo.
Yeah, this is just a late ad. But Mick,
when's that show airing?
Mick's show is on, actually, I don't think there's a set time on that. You just go into SoundCloud and download Mick Thomas, and you can find us a pre-record on that. Also, listen to the Rain Man and Guy Blow show at RainManGuyBlow.com. The Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the podcast once again at RainManGuyBlow.com.
That's quite a name.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Hey, Joe, tell us about Connie Edelman real quick.
That's what I'm trying to do.
All right.
Russell.
Russell.
You guys can also listen to the Conti and Kenny show on More Like Radio on Monday nights.
Awesome.
Right. Also, the Carrie Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating, interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman.
And also the Some Guy Show.
The Some Guy Show. Check that. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for the Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out at hotlatalk.com.
Joe, you got anything going on this weekend that we need to know besides being Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, I will be at a restaurant somewhere.
Fucking
you'll be having dinner.
Go on treehouse.com. I will be working at the treehouse.com. Oh, I will be at Lorenzo's. Where the hell is it?
All right, Pip, your husband have a, I can't spend an hour and a half on you stuttering.
39 Elm Street, West Haven, Connecticut. It'll be an 8 o'clock show this Friday. Lorenzo's in West Haven, Connecticut.
Very nice. We're excited, Santa.
No plugs for the husband's bands.
No plugs for the husband's band. I don't got much going on. Next week, I am going to be doing PA for the Newark Bears on Wednesday. We'll talk about that
awesome.
A little bit next week. And so next week is going to be our last live show for a few weeks, but we're going to have new content for you guys.
Absolutely.
We're going to step on out right now. We're going to be back with part due in a few minutes. Who are we listening to tonight?
We are listening to a great Australian singer-songwriter, Doobie Whitehorn, and this is his CD called... Touché.
All right, we're going to be back in 10 minutes with more stuff. We're going to talk about my new African girlfriend. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We will catch up with you next week. As always, go to davincomedy.com. Like us on Facebook at Davin's Den. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. And we wait. We wait. We wait. We wait. We wait. So much for MP3s. So much for MP3s. We wait, we wait, we wait. This is Davin filling as Pip goes through her bag of shit. Doodah, doodah. Oh, look at there. There's a can of green beans. Oh, doodah day.
There are cycling peaches.
Hello, Doobie, stupid. This is Doobie who?
Doobie Whitehorn.
All right, we're going to be back in 10 minutes. Enjoy, Doobie.
I'm coming ready on. back and you ain't never gonna.
For the second half of Tavin's Den, we're just laughing because I'm like, Joe, hit the music, stupid. And for once, I was the stupid. Because Joe had the music.
We're like, put your headphones on.
Put your headphones on before you start barking at me.
It's for next week. when you forget.
So you two, first day with the new feet, you guys, watching these guys trying to sit back down quietly was hilarious.
What's this obstacle course that we have?
I know.
Now, I'm sorry,
funny.
It's not the $1 million studio that we're used to every other week.
I know.
Or every other month, whatever
please,
the case may be.
Please, we don't have to climb over cats and cans of cling peaches. I feel much better.
All right.
It's not like being at home.
So, I have a new love in my life.
I know. Let's hear.
She comes from a faraway place.
Well, of course she does.
Well, the girls in the States, not so much. I'm much more attractive when there's oceans between us. When you have to squint, I'm a hottie.
I've always said that about you.
Many people will squint around me. Are you assuming she's of the African?
Why would not I? Wow.
Just when the Flory story is done, comes the Agnes anthology.
When the door closes.
I have a new lady in my life.
Another door.
And we still haven't decided whether we're going to come back.
I know. Well, let's see how Agnes is working.
Listen, I can juggle a real wife and a big girlfriend. I am a multitasker.
Like a mofo.
I can be ignored by three different women.
What did you say?
I can have people all over the world pissed off at me.
Not just here at this table.
That's true.
It really is.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Well, I was just trying to fade it out too. Ready to move on.
I was just waiting for that.
He's moving on to the new girl already.
You see what Pippi Alex did there?
See what I did there?
All right. So a little background. I think I had mentioned to you guys on in mid-June, like around June 9th, 10th, I had a new love, a new squeeze. I thought.
Yeah.
Another African princess.
Mm-hmm. See, I was right. See?
You were right, Joe. Yeah. You're a very smart man. Yeah, another
Wow.
I know.
What have you been? You been drinking?
Yeah.
Diet Pepsi gets me. I'm all fucked up.
Another soundbite to isolate.
Anyway, we move on. So she'd reached out to me. I did my little background again. She had like other comics as friends. Not much going on in the wall. Did a little search, and I found a picture with the same name. Her name is Agnes Arete.
Boy, that's a sexy name.
You know what? We'll get to that. But anyway, she's really fucking hot. Really? And I'll tell you more about why I think parts of this might be kind of interesting. I'll, like, take it to a different level. Because there's certainly parallels between Agnes and Flora.
Now, you're going into how you met and how you struck.
Yes. Well, in mid-June, she reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, hey, how
Through
are
Facebook?
You? Facebook? That's the only way to really find me.
Yeah. No, she stopped at a window. Hi, neighbor.
No, when I was in Africa mining for material. As usual, I came up empty. Just came home with a disease.
Named Agnes.
Exactly.
Agnes.
So, hey, how are you? Great, how are you? All right, so she asked me where I live. I always go honest with this shit because it's all on my Facebook profile.
Right.
So I tell her New York. I ask her where she lives. She says she's living in Ghana.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
New country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm single, and you? They always want to know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see me on Facebook like, you know, I can't really read the profile right now. I just need to know.
Just keep filing in.
Wow.
So I ask her how she wound up in Ghana. You know, she's from there. She's a volunteer nurse at an orphan.
At an orphanage.
At an orphanage.
Oh, okay. I thought volunteer nurse and an orphan.
No.
That's quite a backstory.
We'll get there.
There's children here. Can somebody help? I'll volunteer. I'll take that.
She's a, you know, volunteer nurse at an orphanage. Salt of the earth, baby.
Very nice girl.
She's not from there. She's originally from Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Which is weird because she went to high school in Arkansas, and her Facebook page lists her home as Australia.
They're all A's. She's consistent.
She started at the top of the alphabet. That's very funny.
Not like Flory, who started at the B's. Benin, bullshit. Bank account.
Very good. Well, they all have that in common. Yeah. Very good, Joe.
Then so they moved down to the sea.
So now here's the radar. Already the radar's off. Really? Really?
Yes.
Alabama?
Yeah, what the...
Arkansas?
Already it's bad.
But I ask her part of Alabama, because Joe and I have toured there. Maybe she saw us. Yeah. Akron, Alabama. Real town,
Akron,
by the way.
Akron, Alabama. Really?
Yeah, it is.
Really, really world traveler. You take the 10 cats for a field trip, get some fresh canned peaches.
Every once in a while, I take them out.
Load up the car. Well, it's loaded up already, but shoehorn them in there.
Not anymore.
Let's see. You clean the car?
Uh-huh.
So she's. I ask her about her work. It's volunteer work. So I say it must be difficult financially for you. But I'm sure seeing those sweet orphans makes it all worthwhile.
Wow, you're already throwing out the money. No, actually, cash would make me very happy.
Very quick on this one. Very quick on the draw.
You brought up the finances.
I know. I did. She said it does not really matter. She's taking care of the kids. She does it from her heart. Uh-huh. I'm abbreviating this. I don't need Joe screaming at me. And I say, isn't that all that matters? You must be a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
With the compliments. I'm sincere. Let's see.
He's Hallmark card.
She asked me if I'm single, because I didn't answer the first time.
Right.
I ask her if she's on Facebook to meet people.
Yeah.
Separate them from their cash. She says yes. Well, I didn't ask about the cash part.
Yeah, I know.
She said yes. So what is life like for you in Ghana? It's cool. She's doing much better in Ghana than Flory was doing in Benin.
Really?
It's cool. No, it's not. It's freaking hot. It's hot as blazes. It's hot like hell.
You need central air.
Yeah.
I ask her she's coming back to the States when she's done with her work with the orphanages, orphans. But it's taking a long time between her feedback. Like, I'm thinking she's talking to other guys at the same time.
Probably.
Because that's what Flory did with me initially. Like, all so the you know, until they really hook you, they're playing all their cards.
Oh, sure.
And then when they find a real sucker, then you get the undivided attention.
No. Okay. She's tending to orphans in between her little chats with you.
You're probably right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Perhaps I should let you go. Perhaps I should let you go. I don't want to keep you from the kids.
Yeah.
And she goes, you married, right? The English is excellent as always.
Yeah.
Or she's black from this part of the world. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I am. So I am. I go, somebody went to my profile page. I go, does that mean we're done chatting? At this time, this is like a month ago, I'm all in with fucking Flory, so I'm a little burnt out.
You're torn.
No, but I'm not torn.
You're not in the rebound. You're on the rebound now.
No, I mean, me and Flory were still hot and heavy, but, you know, it's just, I've been exhausted.
You're playing
by
the field.
Wait a minute, fuck you, Davin is hot and heavy?
What?
Fuck you, Davin is hot and heavy?
Well, that's how it turned out. It wasn't always fuck you, Davin.
Oh, no. Oh,
there were moments about my nice tights and the musk.
Yes, there was. And the sweat of your...
Or whatever.
Underarms.
She says, I just want to know the truth. I said, the truth is very important. I agree. I always tell the truth. Are you truthful?
How'd she answer that?
She said, can we tack tomorrow? But that was supposed to be talk.
Can we tack tomorrow?
We can tack
Joe, you and I both butcher Facebook. Just don't do it unlike Mike when he's trying to promote shit.
Was so bad I posted something. You pointed out the spelling. I had unposted
it. Really? I think he spelled birthday.
It was 4th of July, right? Happy birthday.
But there was no R in it.
There's
something.
No R. And he goes, nice spelling, stupid. I took it down.
No, that's
asshole.
Not what I put. I go, is that the official McClinton spelling?
Oh, Joe,
that's what I put.
Joe, I misspelled birthday on a birthday cake, okay? So I did. I always forget the T.
So she asked me.
Birthday.
All right. Get you some speech help.
Happy birthday.
I got a stutter and somebody forgets their R's.
I've done it twice. My husband's birthday cakes. I misspelled something.
Why don't you
twice.
Get somebody else to spell this shit for you?
I think I need
if
spell
If only they
check.
Made cakes with spell check.
I need spell check for icing.
Shut up, you little Pillsbury. I'm going to tickle you again if you don't give me the right spelling. Psycho Pillsbury. I recognize that right before I got shot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So she asked if we can talk tomorrow. I say, you didn't answer my question. I don't talk to people who are not truthful. Are you truthful? I know she's religious. Because I went on her Facebook profile. She's Christian.
Okay.
So I throw this. I find people who are liars do not walk in God's light. What do you think?
Oh!
I am very heavy-handed.
Wow.
I am very heavy-handed.
Wow.
Next day she responds, she's truthful. I say, I'm pleased to hear that. A little chit-chat. Hope your wife is taking good care of you. They're always very concerned.
Very interested in how the wife's doing.
The marriage is what it is, as they say.
Ooh.
And meanwhile, if you listen to the first half of the show, I'm pretty happy. I'm thinking about laying a grand down on her. But
yeah, I'd think.
Listen to the second half, not so much. Yeah. It's amazing what happens during that break.
We're talking
you hear a little Doobie Whitehorn, shit goes to hell.
You know what? You're talking about a different wife, though.
So I ask her what she... That's true, I have many. Yes. I have like a harem. La, 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 and
You're talking about Big Pippa Pump here.
So I ask her what she likes to do for fun. She likes to swim, hiking, hang out with friends and family. And
talk on the cell phone, watch cable.
Not this one. Not Joe, don't jump ahead.
That must be a script they read from.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they're like telemarketers.
So we have things in common because I tell her I like the same things as her. Okay. And that was, what do you have planned for this evening? Nothing much. A little small talk.
I'm doing a podcast talking about you.
Are you saying your wife will be mad when she sees you talking to me? They're always very concerned that my wife is going to come over there and ring their little neck.
What do they think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Shoot them.
I'm flying a Ghana?
I don't know. I don't think so. Should she be mad? Well, I don't know. Well, this isn't like a hot and heavy conversation. We're just chatting. Are you the jealous type? Not much. But I will be jealous when I see my guy flirting around.
Oh.
Just a little flirt here, a little flirt there.
Never flirt, there, a flirt.
All right. Do your boyfriends flirt when you are with them? She's just saying, just asking. Do you get to speak to your family a lot? Yeah, that's good. It might be tough with you there and them here. Oh, fucking weird.
What? Wait a minute, you're saying it's...
No, I'm just trying to go through this. There was like a misunderstanding.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to rifle through it. What did you do before you decided to help the orphans?
Oh, good. Good question.
Well, I know how it feels to be alone without parents. I have gone through that. I'm sorry. I'm sure the kids appreciate having somebody who has been in their shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like them back, please.
So she's just trying to keep her room neat at this point. I'm saying she's a busy lady. And that was June 14th.
Oh, okay.
Now, I lost her.
Yes.
I was very heavy-handed.
Okay.
I mean, you could tell it. You could tell with the whole Christian and the God thing. And I was not smooth because I was jaded from my other love.
Well, you were just so busy worrying about did she truly love you or your bank account. So that was preying on your mind.
It's always me, baby. It's always my fault when shit goes south. People get shot. Money doesn't get picked up at Western Union.
No, it's all your fault.
Bon Jovi songs get quoted. All sorts of shenanigans.
Cable bills don't get taken care of by Michael
McClinton. Yaks never get shipped to where they're supposed to. We're going to need a new cast of characters, by the way.
Yeah, we'll switch
all
it
right,
up.
All right, so
yeah.
You know, I pretty much wrote this off.
Okay.
I was pretty much done with all this nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to chase her.
Like a tattoo artist.
No.
Like a tattoo artist. I will not catch that butterfly. That was a callback.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
And that was a callback of Pip saying that's a callback from about a month ago.
Wow.
That's a callback squared.
I stopped announcing them.
All right. So today, out of the blue, I hear from her. First of all, this girl's very pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Maybe it could be a fake picture.
Joe. So skeptical.
You're so skeptical.
So
you
cynical.
Untrusting soul, you.
So a little chit-chat. But I got, again, very quickly ask how you... Am I married? They're always very convinced if I'm married. I want to know if
I'm married.
She doesn't
even remember you talked about this.
She doesn't remember. She does not remember the conversation.
Wow, she's not
she
very
doesn't
good
remember
at
me.
Wow.
So I'm thinking reboot.
You have to start all over.
I'm thinking, you know what? Let's get our head in the game. Let's see where this goes. I'm single. I'm recovering from my wounds.
That's right.
Things are still touch and go with my wife and kid. And Big Pippa's, you know, still in jail, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll rehire Michael McClinton, though never.
Really?
I say yes, because I'm very honest with these ladies, initially. Anything that you can find on me on the internet, I'm going to be honest with you.
Right,
about.
Right.
You know. And she's not married. A little small talk. What do you do for fun? I get swimming, hiking, riding, and cooking. Pretty consistent.
Yeah.
What she does.
All at once, though.
So I said she's an outdoorsy type of gal, and she thinks that's a nice compliment. Apparently she doesn't know what the word compliment means. I didn't say you were covered in ticks, stupid. But all right. I'm glad you liked it. She says, your woman will knock your teeth when she finds out you're talking to me.
Oh, very concerned. That's, you don't
I'm
know.
She spoke to Flory.
Yeah, you don't know. My wife's packing.
She's going to knock your teeth. Looks like you got an overbite.
Yeah. So hey. I write, I think my teeth will stay in my head, but thanks for worrying about them. She's like, why do I say that? Well, she's not here for one.
Yeah.
And I know how to duck and sidestep for two. And she's more of a shooter.
I learned how to block.
Yeah. She's like, you're such a funny man. I enjoy talking to you. Of course she does.
Of course she does.
I like talking to you too. You seem like a fun, sweet lady. Again, I'm going easy now.
Yeah.
Giving her the soft step and everything.
Okay.
I've learned.
You haven't converted to Christianity again yet.
We'll get to that.
All right.
Your woman will be will love being with you, I bet. Not sure about that. Again, a little honesty. I mean, there's not groceries winding up in the bed, but who knows? If there's an air conditioning unit, happen. I'm sure I can put it on. But I don't know how thrilled.
It can happen.
So why is a lady like you single? That's my old standby, right?
That's nice.
Yeah. Widow.
Really?
Oh, that's a nice
I don't know, Joe. We'll find out. Thanks for asking. I'm sorry, were you married a long time? For years. Oh, you do not seem old enough to be married for many years. 3 years. Almost 3 years.
Long time.
3 years. Almost 3 years. Give it a month.
It was 2.5 years. That's what she put down.
It was 2.5.
It was decreasing. Was his passing sudden? Maybe I shouldn't ask you about these things. I don't want to make you sad, except I wrote sad. Good job, stupid. At least I corrected. I'm not. What's done is done. I like this chick. It's tough being on your own. I guess that's the best way to look at it. Yeah, no man to warm my bed and support me.
Oh,
support you!
Wow. Well,
here it comes.
I did not see this coming.
Nope. I had no idea she would ever talk about that sort of thing.
I'm so sorry. You seem lovely. Your husband left you no money. His relatives rookie them all. They are wicked.
Rookie.
I don't even know what the fuck that meant.
What? It was their first year? What does that mean?
Very good. Oh, I said, what does rookie them all mean? I've never heard that phrase. And I said, I guess you never got along with them. They took the money. They took all the money. How can that be? You were married to him, for goodness sake. They wanted my husband to marry someone else. And, of course, marry, spelled with a capital M. She's a Christian and one R, so I guess I don't know. Why? I ask her why. It's really complicated. I don't want to talk about it now. Kind of like when Flory had to explain why she was a 30-year-old who graduated college and was in high school. Yeah. It always gets complicated when
all of a sudden, don't stop bothering me with the details.
That's funny.
I've done this dance before.
Yes. You certainly have. You're like the Fred Astaire of this shit.
I really am.
Dancing with the Scammers.
I'm so sorry to pry. I'm backpedaling now. I just kind of got sucked into the conversation. My bad. So tell, how is your girl? What do you want to know? I feel like I owe you a little something about you since you shared a little bit about you.
Ooh.
I'm trying to be nice. How you treat her is good. Is good to love someone, right? How you treat her is good. I don't. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It is good to love someone, but sometimes people fall out of love.
Oh, that's sad.
It's sad. My wife's going to have a shitty birthday. Tell me what you want to tell me. Tell me. Oh, that's what she's writing. Well, I wasn't planning on having this conversation, but I logged on to Facebook, and there you were.
There you go.
But I will be honest with you, since you've been honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very honest person. Okay, my friend. Do you still love your girl? Apparently now she's working at a 7-Eleven and I just ordered a big gulp. Okay, my friend, and now would you like some lottery tickets?
My friend.
Hopped into a cab or something.
I know.
What the fuck's wrong with this
bitch?
Where
are you going, my friend?
Loving somebody as a person and being in love with somebody can be different things.
We need some loving you.
Last time Joe came up with Celine beautiful. Dion. Do you love your girl? As a person, we've been through a lot, but we've grown apart. Not much future for us together, to be honest. Kind of painful, but it is what it is.
Some fresh chum in the water.
Oh, that's bad to hear, but does she know about this? We just started talking, you stupid bitch. Again, they're very like, I'm talking to them and calling them, you're never going to get a load of this. And actually, at this point, I really should.
Yeah, I know.
But they're, like, very concerned about heads being bashed, teeth getting knocked out, jealous wives on a different continent.
I'm starting to wonder how they treat their men if their teeth bashed,
they
heads.
Fucking stab them with their spears.
I'm yep. thinking.
Have an elephant trample them.
She asked about what our relationship not working. Of course, she feels the same way. When you have a lot of money, sometimes people are afraid of losing any of it.
Oh.
I mean, I would still help her financially, but I guess she worries.
Oh,
I'm a little bit better at this now.
Yeah, you're throwing out the bait. Nice.
Oh, really?
All of a sudden, she like cracks her knuckles and moves a little closer to the computer.
We're going to X out a couple more chats.
Bye, losers.
Really? What? But for love comes before anything. Does she care about you or the money?
Oh,
This girl's a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, this is a little bit more subtle.
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll find it again. It is what I hope for anyway. This is about the love.
Yeah.
How about you? Do you think you will find love again? First, I thought I never, but I have changed. But I have changed my mind. I mean, she's changed her mind. What made you change mind? I guess the man I'm replying makes me feel easy to talking to. She feels very fuzzy about you.
Know,
it's funny. Joe talks to me all the time and does not feel it's easy to talk to me.
So usually yelling all the time.
Exactly. Usually doesn't get that warm and fuzzy about you.
Does not get the same warm and fuzzies that these ladies do.
I get the nauseous and dizzies.
So I tell her it's a nice compliment. I like talking to her, too. Here's where it gets interesting. Mm. Now, Joey asked me, is it really her? You know, the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she writes, I wish I can see you on the webcam.
Oh,
this is a little different.
Wow, she's ready to Skype.
Yeah.
Look at this chick.
So she's got...
She's pretty good with a computer.
Joe, stop talking now and let the show move on.
I'll say.
Now I remember why we give peep. Ugh, forget it. It's contagious.
Not so easy, is it?
Start yawning.
Yeah, let's let Pip go into one of her stories for 20 minutes so Joe and I can reboot.
Learn how to speak English.
So there was this time where Pip was shoveling her snow. And there was rock salt from the 1800s there.
Rock from the 1800s.
Oh, my God.
She ain't saying no, Joe.
I'm not.
So this webcam thing throws me.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing pictures like, this is a pretty girl.
And she's willing to go on camera. So she's got a really big cardboard cutout of the picture that she got.
Or a little lips moving like we used to do in Conan.
She sticks her mouth through and moves the lips.
That's funny.
I'm thrown by this because my hair's not dead. I'm not pretty.
A little tippity don't.
So I got to think quick. I don't have it set up right now. Maybe in the future. I like it better when I can call you from a long way.
late at night.
It would be nice to see you, though. Tell me what you do for a living. Entertainer. I'm leaving this fucking vague.
Yeah.
I mean, she can find out I'm a comic, but I might have other jobs.
All right.
I'm thinking I might be a porn writer pretty soon.
Nice. I think
that might be fun to try out some shit.
You're stepping up from fluffing?
I paid my dues. I've jerked off enough cocks. I'm ready to write.
I've paid my dues.
I've got a sore arm. I've earned it.
These wrists aren't going to be this fluid forever.
These wrists could talk.
I've done.
If these wrists were scotch guarded.
Oh, God.
I ask her about you. I ask her what she does. She works in a charity home. She doesn't remember we've had this conversation.
Wow.
That's where she finds all the other schmucks, a charity. Now, Paul Bond, who's a friend of us, is also a friend of hers.
Oh, really?
So she's gone through the comedy list.
She has.
What type of charity? Love taking care of odd kids. That's what she writes. I don't know what to make of that. You mean, are they a little retarded, boy?
That just made me snortle.
Snortle. Perfect. Anyway, orphanage home. She clears. Joe and I will continue with the show.
Yeah, as Pip composes herself.
They're laughing to the mic still.
Yeah.
Makes it seem funny. Orphanage home. Oh, well, that is great work. You must have a heart of gold.
He's got a heart of on.
Heart of on.
She's laughing.
She's still laughing over the other shit.
Yeah, just put that shit bit on there to see if it's... While she's at it, we'll throw this shit joke out. She'll laugh, and the people think it's that.
Do I really think she has a heart of gold? I said, you seem lovely, and then you tell me you work in an orphanage? I mean, you just seem amazing, to be honest. They're always a little too good. Stop making me fall for you already. She writes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Ah,
and then love walks in. Quick, let me go to my CD so Joe can cue that up.
Yeah.
Love walks in the room.
You know, he still got tests on that. Love will find a way.
Oh, okay.
Stop making me fall for you already. Yeah, the conversation's maybe an hour old. I get those African knickers moist. I'll tell you that.
You get the what? You get the African who?
Knickers moist.
Oh, okay.
There was a C and a K in there, Joe. Not 2 G.
Oh, wow.
Got a G?
Got a G?
I did no such thing. I'm writing. I was just being honest. I can stop if you would prefer. I'm a gentleman this time.
I'll hold back.
Do you see the difference, though, between my approach with the first time I was talking to her and
yes,
now?
Yes,
well, I got to reel this bit. I realize she's a little smarter.
Yeah.
She writes, be honest, am I good enough for a guy? Well, I don't know how every guy, I don't know every guy, but I think you're pretty terrific if that helps.
Okay.
Of course, I spell terrific like I'm Barbara Walters and I put a W in there.
Terrific.
Yep.
You're terrific.
Yeah, pretty terrific. What an asshole I am.
I'm sorry, I cannot fall in love with you anymore. You seem to have a speech impediment. Oh, you're terrific.
so she thinks that's cool. I assure you, I'm sure you have lots of men who are interested in you. That's true, but for me, I do not rush. So I do nor accept any of their relationship. Again, now she channels her inner Flory and butchers the English language.
I know, I was waiting for that to happen.
I agree, these things should not be rushed. Unlike you telling me you're falling for me within an hour. Love has to be nurtured. How come you do not like any of them? They only think about their work and money. They do not have time. She's fucking smart.
Yeah.
She's smart. She's running a little side thing. Oh,
a side game.
This girl's really true. Well, there should be time for love, but in their defense, people do need money to live. Is it money of importance to you, I ask?
Nice.
I think much about love than money. And you? Money was very important to me until I had it. Now that I have it, it's not so important. I've grown up in that respect.
Okay. That's nice. You're acting like the money's not that important to you.
But I have it.
But I have plenty, so you can start fishing.
Exactly.
Oh, start reeling, reeling, reeling. Wiggle it, reel, reel, reel.
She asked me if I can sense it. I asked if you... She asked if I... I don't know what happened.
I was just channeling river monsters. He was in Africa.
She asked me if I have kids. I say yes, and you. She does. I said it must be very hard for a single mom with kids. I tell her I have a kid. I have a son, and you. I don't usually I don't usually talk like this on the internet. Kind of unusual for me. Yet for some reason with you, this seems so natural.
Uh-huh.
P.U.
You don't know how P.U. You know how P.U. I can get, Joe.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bunch of levels of P.U.
My heart exploded like a drone over the Taliban. Have we forgotten that quote, Joe?
Wow. We tried.
But I don't think I can go that route with this girl.
No, she seems to be a lot more clever than
she's
Flory.
Much more up on the ball.
Yeah, she's not a dope, yeah.
Well.
There'll be no yaks for this one.
Yeah, you better raise your game, stupid. Leave the farm animals at home. She writes, I really thank you for making me a close friend and someone you like. I feel the same way about it. We're close friends now. She's falling for me. We're close friends. This relationship's like an hour or two old. You know, nobody can get this close to me except for these broads. Makes me happy to hear that. Do you have any interests? Doesn't everybody have interest? LOL.
I'm not interested in anything.
Quite funny. I trust in you. I would like to think so. I have no intention of hurting you or betraying you. Can you create it? Now this is where it gets weird again. Can you create an email for me? Can I create an email account for you?
Really?
Can't you do that yourself?
I want to add you and talk to you only, can you? I think you've lost me. I can give you an email account to email me, and I can respond. But how is that different than what we are doing right now? On Facebook, people write me much. I have even thought of deleting my account. Well, sure, guys catch on to you, stupid.
Oh, she's saying that people keep going bling, bling. They're, you know, chatting with her, and she wants to write to you an email.
Well, I get all technological on her, and I go, All you have to do is defriend them and then block them. No reason to do anything else.
Yeah.
People probably write you, and I wrote the wrong right, really stupid.
Getting as bad as her.
Instead of lefting me.
Contagious. Because you are so sweet. Take it as a compliment. Okay, is that cool? So let me fast forward a little bit. So she wanted me to create an email account for her to write to me, so I created a new email account.
So that it's one that the wife can't find and punch her teeth in.
We haven't gotten to that. Okay. No reason. She wants us to talk privately with me.
Okay.
So I created that. Okay. And you guys are free to email me if you want. DavinComedy@mail.com.
At mail.com?
Mail, yeah.
Oh,
it's another
okay.
One of these
right.
Free sites.
Right.
What was the one? And then she created a site. I'm jumping ahead just because I think it was really funny. Somebody stop fucking typing me. Somebody jumped at. What was hers? Hers was AgnesDavin@mail.com.
Wow.
We have moved on very,
very quickly. Agnes and now, Davin sitting
but you know
in
what
tree,
I think that is?
Emailing.
ING.
Anyway, ING. Yeah.
I think what that is, this is how she can keep track of everybody. Agnes Joe, Agnes Bob, Agnes Davin.
Good call.
That's what I think this is. Yeah. She's fucking organized.
Oh. Wow. I bet she's got a file cabinet.
Well, maybe she does.
Maybe she does.
And then she wants to give me her password. She gives me the I'm skipping ahead a little
bit.
Yeah,
but what's that about?
I don't know. Do you want my password? It is I love Davin.
Oh, boy.
Now, again, this is late. This is hours later, but this is all still today.
Wowie.
I mean, listen, I love Davin, too. My wife loves me, I presume. That might be it might be a password. I don't know, but we've had
My wife loves me, I presume, is a long password. It's probably safe.
So what do you guys make it? That's a little fucking freaky. But, you know.
I mean, it's really good grooming technique to try to get you pulled in. But it's
I'm pulled, baby.
But it's really, really. I mean, these girls work really quick.
I'm counting on.
But they're talking about, I love you. I'm into you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I trust you. Want my password? Wow.
Yeah.
This is no American Girl.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
This is no way.
But wait. Yeah.
No way.
Let me see if I can show. Here's her picture. I'll show you this. I'm going to go to her page. This is one of her pictures. Really stupid. Wait, as Davin tries to load Facebook.
Oh,
what an
boy.
Asshole I am.
He's trying.
Nobody can fill for the guy who's telling the story. Yeah. Really? First day doing shitty podcast? Yes. Yes, it is.
It's always here, starting from ground zero.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah.
And she's got a good body, too.
I'd do her.
You don't have the moves. I got moves like Jagger.
I guess you, I don't, yeah.
So, yeah.
She didn't say
and she, and she's
me.
Got she's got a good body. The last one had a little bit of a gut, but it wasn't really her.
Yeah.
But this one wants to chat with me on the video cam, which eventually I'm going to have to do at some point.
Oh, boy.
I'd really like to do it from the compound. Where everybody. But I'm thinking, well, this girl's kind of fucking hot.
Yeah, she is. And if she really is on a video chat, that's going to be pretty amazing.
Maybe she'll show me her boobies.
Hey.
Hey, maybe we should switch to Wednesdays.
Hey.
Very good.
That's funny.
Whip them out Wednesday for the kids playing along at home. All right. So I wanted to skip ahead to that. She also sent me pictures of her and her kid together.
Oh, my God.
So I see the
kids. This is almost sounding like kind of real-ish.
Yeah.
I think that you're going to have to throw some stuff out there, like you tested Flory, because
No. Don't worry.
Okay.
There's more shit coming.
I'm skipping ahead.
You're skipping ahead.
I'm starting to feel like you did with Flory in the beginning. Like, oh my God, what if this is a real decent person and I'm playing with?
First of all, you need to know nobody real and decent wants to be with me.
Did you hear that, the missus?
Really? How decent is she? She's
oh,
fucking
right.
twisted.
I've
too.
Known her for years. That's
She's
right. That's true.
Too. No, nobody good wants to, good and pure wants to be with me.
Yeah. We're with you here.
Well, and look at you.
Yeah,
look
I know.
At you.
We have mirrors. It's terrible.
So, so she creates the email. I just wanted to skip ahead and tell you guys that. Hold on. So I'm thinking, do I give her one of the old emails that I have? I'm like, you know what? And I'm like, I'm stalling. Like, hold on, let me find it and everything.
Yeah.
So I just like, you know what? Let me just fucking create a new one.
Yeah.
Because the one I gave Flory is actually hooked up to some stuff with Google that I use.
Oh, yeah. You don't want
so
that.
So I just gave her a completely different one. So, yeah, she was trying to find her. She created a new account for me, too. I'm just, like, stalling. I give her the account. Then she wants me to create a Yahoo account, which I already have. But that way we can instant video with each other.
Oh, that's right. You can.
And I don't want to give her that email account. So
yeah.
I might have to create another one.
Yeah, you have to do a new one.
I got so many fucking accounts.
I know.
I'm going to be fucking labeling them like she does.
Yeah, really.
I know.
Davin Agnes, Davin Flory, Davin... I'll be calling you up. How do you spell...
That's an aborigine, you silly ass.
Really, whatever. Who the fuck cares? It's all the same.
Well, she said she was from Australia. Maybe she does speak...
Now, I'm going to have to read some emails later on, because then we start talking on email. I don't, let's see, like the video calls. Oh, she wants the video call. My settings, so I'm like, my settings on my computer are all messed up right now.
Good.
I would have to mess around with that. How come you like video calls so much? I don't think I've ever used them. She asks if I'm home at work. Why? Am I going to have my pants down? This is way better than Flory, right?
Oh, already, yes.
Flory sucked at phone. This one's at least
yeah.
Yeah, she gave bad phone.
She gave
really
awful
bad phone.
I had to reintroduce myself every fucking time.
It's like, it's Davin, your love. Remember, Davin, your love?
We had that conversation. I told you I was going to call you.
And her answer was always, like she was stalling for time. To go through her index cards and remember which one you were.
So she just wants to see me. So I'm like, well, I guess at this moment, you know, we just have to go by our Facebook pictures.
Right.
Just curious, why are you able to talk for long hours? Because I'm an unemployed comic.
All the time in the world, frankly.
The time I spend with you, I will have to make up for later. So my time is limited. But I am enjoying getting to know you. How about you? You work or home? She's at work right now. Guess the kids are going without.
They're strangling themselves from the cords from the
so
the curtains.
She wants to know what country I'm in. Now, before I told her I was in New York.
Yeah.
What country you were in?
New York, Scotland. You know.
She asked me if I want to know where she's from. I go, well, I figure the United States. Are you from someplace else?
No.
Somebody's trying to fucking. She's been in New York.
It's her.
She asked if I'm from New York. She asked if I've been to the New York Museum. So there are a lot of museums in New York.
The singular one that she's referring to.
And then she actually sent me a picture of her kid from the museum that they were at in New York. She's been to New York.
Oh,
she
no.
sent pictures from fucking New York.
Oh, really? My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
This fucking girl's good.
Yeah.
So she's got this one's a little bit more legit.
A lot more savvy.
I ask if she's in New York now. She asked me where I am. She's like, where are you? I said, Cloud Nine. She's not there now. I ask her where her now. She's visited New York. I ask her where she's from. She's from Accra, Bo, working in a charity home. That was my expression, Joe. Just
Accra, Bo?
I don't know. Accra, Bo, where is that? Much like Benin, I need to fucking learn.
Accra,
Bo.
But I'm from the UK. Interesting, because before she was from Alabama.
And Australia.
Well, just her face.
Have you noticed that Acrobo starts with an A, so she's being still...
She's
still consistent.
That's fucking
she's
awesome,
going
Joe.
That
good pickup, Joe.
Nice.
But she's going to Accra and B, Bo. She might be done with the A. She might be transitioning.
Moving on. Believe me, she'll be in Benin, but before you know it, now you're going to have to.
She went from Akron to Beauregard.
All my exes live in Benin.
Accra, Bo does kind of sound like Akron.
Akron, Beauregard. She's
sounds like a Jethro Tull album.
But she says she's from the UK.
Akrabo, my friend. Yeah.
So this is where I know she's full of shit. You ask me where there are things, you know, a month ago she's from Alabama.
Right.
Went to high
right.
school in Arkansas.
And Arkansas and Australia.
Yeah.
And now
even
she's
though they
from
had
Akrabo.
High schools in Arkansas. They're the turtle guy. They're just I'll go jump in the water for a credit.
I asked her what part of the UK.
Oh,
she rose Brigham, B.
Nah,
okay.
Moving on.
She's but Accra, Bo is in West Africa, aren't they always?
Yes.
Accra, Bo.
Now remember, before she was in Ghana.
Ghana.
Now she's in Accra, Bo.
No, need an all
Joe,
for this.
Joe, do a little search of A C C R A Bo and see if that's in Ghana. And I'll move on with the story.
Yeah, okay.
So she's a long way. Is that where I ask her if that's where her late husband's from? Yeah, he is a half caste.
What the hell is that?
Half cast.
You must have
loved
That's
him. What this show is.
Ain't no fucking podcast.
That's a half cast.
I say you must have loved him to make a move from there, move for him. Why not go back to the UK? And then I write, I'm familiar with the caste system.
Wait, is she saying that she's Indian and she was from the UK?
How's the Accrabo spelled again?
Accra space Bow.
Is she saying that she's from, she's
He's
in-
from a half cast. She's saying currently she's from the UK. She moved there for him.
Okay. Half caste. I mean, I know the caste system.
There.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to work it out. It's like a puzzle.
I said, I'm unfamiliar with the caste system. I said, and then she said, after his death, there is no money for me.
Okay.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Did they rookie it?
So that is why you have stayed? Yeah. I thought you're not getting what you were entitled to. My husband is African-American, but I think her definition's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, his relatives took the money. They took all the money in his account. I do not want to remember those days. I cry when I remember. In other words, move on, stupid. I haven't worked out this part of the story yet.
All right, here's the deal. Accra, Bo, I can't find, but it says Accra is, it looks like a city in Guyana.
G-H-A-N-A?
Yeah, G-H-A-N-A.
Ghana.
She's a Ghanaian. We've thought
yeah, I've been wanting to use that for an hour, but I really was going to get a really asshole. Really,
I used it in June when I brought her up.
You
guys were laughing your ass off,
yes.
So you would have been a hack, Joe.
Thanks.
But yeah, all right.
Just no, he's just forgetful.
So she's being consistent then with the Ghana thing.
Okay,
yeah, yeah
she's
it,
not,
it
she's,
is.
She's
Ghana.
Not consistent, which makes sense because I'm going to have to Western Union this bitch soon. But
oh God, I'm going to be out more money.
But she's not consistent about where she's from.
Right.
So we know this is bullshit.
Yes.
Because these are not difficult questions.
No.
So we proceed. But
she,
still,
she does not have a file cabinet. She would be able to keep this straight.
No, but you're right. But still, in the back of my head right now as we speak, because I'm getting these pictures, she wants to instant chat.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what the fuck?
You yeah, know? Yeah, what the fuck?
She's got enough. She's, you know, and she's attractive. Yeah. If she was ugly. Listen, I know this is all bullshit, but let's be honest. If
but
she's
still thinking with the other head.
Yeah. So she cries. So why not go home to the UK? I do not wish to make you cry. We'll save that for later.
We'll get to that.
I do not have plane ticket.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, we're moving up from internet and cable to plane tickets.
Yes.
Fancy woman. She's a fancy
Oh, I
woman.
See.
She's a fancy
Where is your... And she, but she's smart. Next question. Where's your girl from? Throws it out there, moves on.
Yeah.
Throws it... This girl's fucking... Yep. She's done this before.
It's like a fishing tournament between the both of you.
Oh, two... But Jesus this is more of a challenge.
Christ. Real.
It's going to be hard for me to write the absurd shit I did last time.
Yes, there's not going to be a lot of room for those, like, song lyrics out of nowhere in your emails, which I so enjoyed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is the funniest podcast right now, but again, I'm laying down the groundwork. I mean, you think it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Joe, you're my harshest critic.
Yeah, I would lay it down.
It's amazing how I can lay this down when Ant's not trying to get laid down. Yeah. Oh, so she wants to know more about me. What would you like to know? What would you like to know that you didn't learn in the first 2 hours of this conversation? Your relationship status, whether you are in ire or not.
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
And
I write.
Yes, I'm very angry.
And I write. It's complicated. Facebook status.
Yes. Nice.
Nice.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. She's like, yeah, that's what I think. So I write, you make me look into my soul and try to make sense of it all. I just wasn't expecting this today. And here comes my shovel. What's that? They're doing the running of the bulls in Spain, and I'm shoveling the bullshit.
Wait, I'm smelling the bottom of the turtle man's pond.
Do you smell what the rock
is bullshitting?
That's bullshit.
And then she writes, I guess destiny brings it all.
Oh.
I guess. Do you believe in destiny? Yeah, of
She's
course.
She's a great
do.
Dancer.
So is us. I wonder if she dances like the other one. Maybe we'll go on tour.
There you go.
So is us? So I ask her, is us talking destiny? Yeah, because you never thought of this, and now we talking. We like each other more.
Sure. Oh boy,
I do like you. She's like, do you the time swimming?
You
you the time swimming.
Do I like swimming, I ask?
Are you swimming in the Thames at this
that was
point?
Like, what Bullshit. The fuck? What?
Where am I swimming?
She's are you a do swimmer? I certainly am a do swimmer. Now here's where I lie. I can swim. As we've established on this show, I can't.
I know.
You have to teach my little boy. Well, he's part black. Of course he can't swim. That goes with the territory.
Oh, I can't believe
I didn't write that.
No, I know. You just said
but
it.
But I thought you swim. But sure, I would do that for you. He does not know how to swim. I swim, but not a good one. Oh, you're swimming in some bullshit right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because every
you're
water...
You're in some bullshit now, sis.
Every waterway near you has piranha.
Yeah. Well, I go, oh, I see. Well, I don't think I can teach him over the computer, LOL. We will meet.
In England.
We will meet.
How do you know how do you know that? Is that destiny? This is what is going to come through. She smells a sucker.
Oh.
Yeah. Cha-ching, motherfucker.
I smell sucker.
Where will this happen? When will this happen? I'm so intrigued.
Oh, yes.
I'm thinking of coming, but you, the situation I'm in now. Plane ticket is expensive. Does it?
I'm thinking.
Her English gets worse the more excited she gets, by the way.
I know. She's thinking of coming.
Of course she's
excited.
Like, yeah, she's fucking coming in her English. Coming to the U.S.? That would be great. How expensive is it? You know I do not have money.
Oh!
Right. Does the orphanage pay you anything? Now, I don't want to volunteer anything. I'm not I need them to ask me.
Ask for it, yes.
Ask for it, you little whore.
Beg for it, little whore.
They only give me food and shelter. What about you? Are you paid? That is terrible. Are they at least taking care of your son? Yes. Yeah, yes, I get paid. Yes, he's food and clothes and shelter. It sounds very difficult for you. Much different than the UK. Does your family know how rough it has been for you? I lost my parents long ago. Now, this ties back to something she said a month ago.
Yeah, she did say
she's all over the place.
Yeah.
She's got the story scripted, but when we go off script, she's a little
She goes, ah, I'm going to
I'm sorry. What about you? My folks are still with me, fortunately, though after this nonsense, maybe not.
That's cool. How many Africans are you stringing along, no. Devin?
She goes, that's cool. Please love them and be with them, okay? That is very sweet. You seem almost too good to be true. Why are you saying this? I wish my parents are alive or alive. I guess it's different in England. Just the way, and I write, just the way you speak, I don't usually meet people like you. Be surprised. I'm sorry. I should not have said that. I wish that for you too, but I am very sure they are very proud of you. You know, I wish your parents
were alive.
That's what everyone say. I love them so much. I'm sure you're trying to get money for them too.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to bury these fuckers. I'm sure you honor them by being the sweet person you are. I'm laying on the bullshit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But I'm really into her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're such a kind-hearted man. Your girl does not know what she is missing. I think she's got a pretty good idea. That is nice of you to say. What is your what? Then she's like, what's my favorite meal? Okay. Again, like
I will cook for you. Oh, I called it.
I don't know. I like pizza. I like Indian food. I'm not picky. How about you? I love African dishes, UK dishes, like the fish and chips. Do you? So I said I've never had those. She's going to cook fucking tilapia for me. I can cook those for you when we meet.
I like the way he says he's going there Thursday.
I know, yeah. I know.
Podcast is canceled. Hershey Park's canceled. I'm going to Africa.
Yeah, you got to go back to the YMCA and learn how to friggin' swim because you got to teach the boy.
Well, first, I got to stop by and say hello to Flory.
Yo who?
And I write. Well, I just might hold you to that. Her cooking for me. Wow, cool. Swimming lessons and a nice meal. Sounds like a good time. Sure does. Yeah, who cares if I like tilapia?
I don't know if she's cooking you the tilapia after you drown her kid because you can't swim yourself.
So I asked her if she's planning the meal already. Yes. What do you want to know about me? Okay, let's start superficial and go from there. Are you as beautiful in person as you appear on Facebook? Oh, yeah. You want to see me on my webcam? Now I do.
How much is it going to run you?
I get those, too. I get on Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Oh, those chicks that Sarah is saying hello, and I'm like, who the hell is Sarah? And it's these webcam.
God
chicks.
Forbid you don't believe one of them by mistake.
Yeah. Oh,
and they have short memories too.
Yeah. Well, they're only talking to 3,000 people.
Yeah, really.
I can't remember everyone.
Yeah,
I do want to see her on the webcam, but mine's not set up right now. I love your smile.
Nice.
I'm being very nice. You saw that on Facebook. I did. Are there other pictures besides Facebook? Yeah. And then she... And then
can
I
you send me some smut?
And then I have the... I need to check off. How can we make this happen? I have to run out to Luca Trattoria.
I'll give you
sponsor.
$10 if you type
Really?
No.
I hope you got fucking money because you know I would. Yeah. The shit I've typed, Joe? Really?
Yeah, really.
Aren't we, I can just see you there. Hey, up. It's a visual, folks, but it's funny.
She wants to talk. I would like to talk to you. I'm like, aren't we talking now?
Yeah.
I'm here. She enjoys my company. Do you have recent pictures? My pictures are all over the internet.
Yes, they are.
Do you have some other photos? You mean on Facebook? Yeah. And then I said, yeah, I got pictures. I'm kind of a public figure. And I kind of am.
Yeah.
She goes, really?
Really?
Yes. Where can I see some more pics? Where can I see more pics of you? And then she sent them to me. She's like, a celebrity? I will send it to your mail. She's very interested now.
Now, really. Yeah. Yeah, me and Tom
I don't know if I would
like
use
this.
The word celebrity, especially around Joe.
You know the dripping you got.
I guess to some people, maybe. And, you know, yeah, to some people.
Some people?
Yeah, sure.
Your daughter thinks you're famous.
I'm famous in my living room. I don't look at myself in such ways, because I have an asshole sitting across from me. Who's about to me.
I'm giggling like a psycho right now.
Oh,
okay, but I'm so lucky to have you as a close friend. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Funny, I feel the same way about you. She sent the pics. Are you always online? I'm online often enough. Are you sure it will not cost you your relationship when your girl finds out?
When your girl when you
I haven't done anything. Just chatting with a new friend, right? Yeah. So how is life in U.S.? Better today.
Yeah.
I'm smooth. Okay. It's hot here, too. Now, I did not check the weather, but I'm taking her word for it. Remember the last bitch lied to me about the weather?
Oh, I know.
It was freezing her ass off. It was like 95 degrees.
I know.
So, again, this girl's a little fucking
smart. She has no blood.
Yeah. It's been... I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about the weather with you guys.
Thank you.
She is.
Hiking is cool. Not a huge fan. Okay. She said you should visit Africa if you do not like cold. Well, at least now I have a reason besides weather.
Nice.
You know how to make a lady laugh, yet not on stage.
Something happens when that mic and my fucking spotlight comes on. It just grinds to a halt. To do it.
You have been in a new relationship. What will be the qualities you need in your woman?
Oh.
Wow. Really do like to make me think and dream, don't you? Sense of humor is important. Open to adventure. Most of all, a sweet soul. What about you? with a man or a woman? I won't judge, LOL.
Wait, what?
I write, what about you? Because she asked me, what do I look for in a woman?
I see.
I said, what about man or woman? LOL. I won't judge. Throw it out there. Not with a woman. I'm a Christian. Big smiley face.
Okay. Because those things are mutually exclusive.
So every woman that is with a woman... Is not a Christian.
Okay.
Not a lot of Christians in the movie world in the U.S., LOL. I will like my guy to be honest, caring, loving, and has a good sense of humor. He should respect me, and he should have a sweet soul. Somebody did a copy and paste.
Yeah.
Seems like we have a lot in common, I write. God disprove of lesbian and gay.
Uh-oh.
Now, at this moment, I'm
thinking... Hold on now.
At this moment, I'm thinking, you know what?
Plurals.
leave off the last S for stupid. Now, at this moment, I'm thinking, because this is me thinking, I'm like, I'm not, you know, I need to set the bitch straight.
Yeah.
You know, you could say a lot of things. You could try to fleece me out of money, but don't you make fun of my queer friends.
Thank you.
Instead... I wrote, yeah, gay people suck.
No, you didn't! No,
those
you
faggots.
Didn't.
Those homos.
Yes, I did.
No,
I'm in character.
Oh, God.
And it's funny, too.
It is. Oh, you bastard. I can't believe
I have a show to write for.
I know, but that's funny.
She writes, yes, they do.
Don't let the gay I see.
I heard your I didn't even catch this the first time. I heard your presence allow that. See, I can't tell this bitch I'm going on tour with the Three Stooges and Dice Clay.
No, you can't.
This is a smarter girl.
Wow, she actually.
So this is
going
to really have to be full on scamming, less comedy. So that's why I don't know where this bit's going to go. I try to throw in the comedy where I can, much like my act. I can go for long places without it. Yeah. But I thought gay people suck was really funny.
That is funny.
They think they're all better than straight people too. At least they usually smell. And then I write, at least they usually smell nice. At least in the U.S.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so bizarre. They usually smell nice.
Sure, they're all potpourri. You know.
Wow.
She's like, I do not know what they think. Gay people?
I thought she was going to say, I do not know what they smell like.
So I go, gay people? All they want to do is try and screw straight people and convert them to their way of life. Trust me, I know.
Wow.
I
spent a lot of time in jail, have you, Devin?
Has any tried that with you? Never mean to sound that way. It means like it sounds that way.
Yeah.
I don't even know why a guy, then I write, I don't even know why God made gay people.
Wow.
Must be to show us what not to be or to tempt us. I don't know.
You are a modern Christian.
You've got mail.
Of course I do.
You want mail.
I've got hate mail.
You want mail.
And I go, yeah. And then I go,
God,
yeah.
Is that you?
Is that
I
you,
am
God?
Not gay.
So she's asking me about the tempting. I go, yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand with my line of work.
Uh-huh.
Let's live it to him, to God, I guess. Yeah, you are right. I don't get upset by many things, but gays do it to me for some reason.
Every chance they get!
Do it to me.
I'm all fired up now. Maybe I'll go into the city tonight and watch a musical to calm down.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
There's not a lot of comedy in there, but I do try to sneak it in when I can.
I wonder if she can't, like... Or a ballet.
But I'm one of those belligerent people that hates it. Like,
yeah,
she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, all right, let's do this dance.
She just threw that out there, so you're just like, bam, bam, bam,
fucking homos.
Back.
Trying to fuck me. All the time.
I'll get back
unless
at
they're bookers, they're not fucking me.
And they do, they do.
Let's see, my computer's old. Of course, you have a laptop. She asked me about if I have a laptop. Just give me. So we're having a little disconnect here. So just give me a second, darling. Wow, nice to hear someone call me darling. You should hear what I'm calling you tonight.
Yeah, really.
Wow, I said that after I typed it. I was like, I hope she doesn't get mad. I wrote that to her, like, you know, a little too soon.
Oh, I see.
I'm playing a little shy, a little hard to get there. You do not need to be afraid. I like you already.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
You so cool and loving. Never felt this. Never felt like this in a long time. Well, never in a long time are mutually exclusive. Either never have or it's been a long time. Yes. Stupid. Maybe she should write for this show, too. Wow, you sure know how to make a guy feel good. I was tempted to write swell.
And little chub rears his head again.
So she said, that's nice to hear. I said, you're a doll. So happy you said hi to me. I never thought you would reply to me. Really? Where were you a month ago when we did this show? Why? We've been talking for 5 hours. She put 5 years now. But
it felt like 5 years to her.
So I go, oh, wow, time flies when lives change. I wrote that.
Actually, that's pretty deep, Devin.
I can mix it in with the bullshit.
I like that.
I don't just hate the queers.
I felt a little fluttered there.
Did you feel it?
I did.
I'm good.
I did. That was good. That was good shit.
I'm to a completely different angle with this girl. Have you noticed it?
I know. I actually have noticed it.
I'm reading the situation. Each one of these flowers is delicate. And they're like snowflakes. African snowflakes made out of bullshit. If bullshit would fly out of the sky.
Noah's brown.
That's what these ladies are.
But you know what? No, I'm just saying, actually, from the female perspective, it's like your bullshit is a little bit more nuanced this time. And it's like, that was
she's
a good
more
one.
Nuanced.
Yes, she is. She is. No, you had to pick up your game for this one. This
yeah,
is good.
And thank God, like I said, I got a redo because I was completely too heavy-handed the first
time.
Yeah. And I turned her off.
And I'm glad that she has no recollection of it whatsoever. Yeah,
apparently she doesn't save her messages unlike stupid.
Hold on a second. What the hell are you doing?
My ass is killing me.
You have to see Joe doing his little dance, straddling his chair. You just gave your own chair a lap dance. That was very bizarre. That was very bizarre. Sorry, back to the story.
That felt good, though.
All right, so I'm just going through.
You're completely through to heaven with the chair lap dance.
Yeah, so we're talking about wasting time. I tell her she doesn't waste my time. Now, this is actually true. I was actually getting dressed to go out to the meeting for Luca Trattoria because I'm meeting with them. I'm like, I'm getting dressed right now so I can talk with you a moment longer. That's true. I brought the computer upstairs. I'm fucking typing.
Wow. Multitasking right now.
Yeah.
All right, so then we'll back soon in a little while. Yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Thank God he had to go to the Trattoria or he'd still be naked for us.
Oh, okay. So I give him my new email again.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, ciao for now. Okay, handsome, drive carefully. I look very good from foreign countries.
Yeah.
It takes 3,000
miles. And I don't care what level of bullshit is, handsome always makes you feel good.
Well, see, like that line of bullshit, I went, oh, I felt a little flutter there.
Well, we don't have to jump. Maybe that's not bullshit, you asshole. Bitch.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, it is. Asshole. Go into your pantry and get lost in there. Maybe you have some fruit cocktail you could choke on.
72.
Before you go, take some of Joe's groceries from his bed. The man needs a decent night's sleep.
I'll put them away for you. You'll never see them again.
Well, I said, now you made me blush.
Aww.
And I go, later, beautiful.
I know, yeah.
Pee you.
Joe's so bitter.
I'm a heterosexual man, sir.
I know.
I said that, but with my needs. Of the gays.
With needs.
The
gays. Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm just going through. Because then we go to Facebook. Note to sell. Oh, wait. Oh, I called her ma'am.
Oh, ma'am. No.
Yeah, I've made this mistake during shows, too.
Oh, never ma'am a woman.
Are you back
already? Well, let me ask you a question on it. If you call a woman, because one woman told me one time, wait, she goes, don't call me ma'am. You can call me guys. I feel old if you call me ma'am.
Yes.
Call me miss. Now, if I call you miss, I feel old. What do you do?
No, miss.
Well, that happens to me at shows.
Because
it's a term. I'll say ma'am. Like, don't call me ma'am. I go, what do you want me to call you, whore? Yeah. Fine, we'll call you. That's what I said.
Well, it's a little heavy-handed, huh?
Yeah, that's
holy smokes.
You've seen the act.
Yeah, all right. Pure filth.
Well, Joe, much like this show, if you interrupt me for nonsense, there is a price to pay.
You're a pure filth.
But yeah, I see that. So yes, she's like, yes, ma'am. You make me feel old by calling me ma'am.
Yes, ma'am is old.
Yes. Yes, hottie. Better.
Better.
That's what I said.
Nice recovery.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Note, I wrote, note to self, never ever call Agnes ma'am, LOL.
You know what? Yeah. The name like Agnes should be always called
Agnes
ma'am.
Agnes should be ma'am.
You cannot
call
an Agnes
girl,
a
and
miss.
She's got a good body, too. Like, I have bigger pictures.
Yeah, but Agnes. I had a Nova, 73 Nova named Agnes.
She feels like talking to me.
So you name a truck or something.
Like, okay, yeah, I do like talking with you, but your profile says you're married. I'm like, haven't we been over this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Sorry. Yeah, you got me confused, stupid.
Yeah.
Are you getting me confused with some other guys you talked to? Second time I've pulled this out. Because nice. I've done this with Flory, too, I believe.
He pulled down a second time.
Mm.
Oh, and then there's the picture of her, and she's holding, like, this ice cream cone. This is her profile picture.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
I mean, lucky ice cream cone.
Oh, that's a nice line. What'd she come back with?
Nothing.
Oh, damn. Damn.
No improv skills.
I know. She's like, I'm not. She's like, I thought you said your girlfriend. I did not. I have been completely honest with you.
Yes.
So you were checking out my Facebook profile. Anything else interesting? This time, much more fucking prepared.
Yeah.
Yes, I was checking your profile. Yeah, there's something interesting, she writes. What would that be? Your smile. Oh, yeah? How is that interesting? It is sexy.
Ooh.
This fucking girl knows how to play the game.
Yes, she does.
This girl knows how to make some money. Shut up, stupid. How's Joe Curry Nation? No hotties hanging out over there, are they, stupid? Want me to scam one of the girls from that nation? Oh, wait, there are none. Nothing there but foul-smelling homosexuals.
And we don't like them. The purpose of this bit. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Somebody's trying to get on my good side, LOL. But she says I'm being sincere. This girl's good. This is a Danza 2 bullshit artist right now.
Yeah, it is.
I'm better, though.
Yes.
I'm better at this, though.
Because you've got a podcast.
You're right, Joe. That's what makes me better. And I said, well, thank you very much. You made me smile again. Email back. Email. It's just create email gave you the password. I jumped ahead to this. So I told you guys about the email. She sent me more pictures. Now we go to email. And now it's getting close to showtime. Pip's showing up soon. And everything. Really? Everybody's ass hurts on this bed?
Yeah.
Yes. These chairs are brutal on
they're
one's ass.
Folding chairs.
I know. And they're brutal on one's ass.
Sort of like a night at those clubs that having a new love don't like.
Sort of like time with a booker.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You never were with a booker.
No, I'm just saying.
You never got to that level.
No, a booker never fouled me up the ass.
Oh,
no,
she wants to
right.
get. So she wants to give me. So now I'm in the email realm. So she wants to give me a photo of her son, of her and her son in the United States. I'll tell you what, the son factor makes it a whole different level. Now I'm fucking with somebody with a kid.
With
I
a
mean,
kid.
She's not concerned about fucking with somebody with a kid.
No.
But don't I hold myself to a different level? Am I just a homosexual hating douchebag with a nice smile?
Well, this character is, yes.
And I remember, you are stunning. Your son is adorable. I'll show you the pictures later. She's really pretty. I don't know but she looks like kind
of
Asian.
It's probably one of the kids from the orphanage.
In New York, stupid. You don't take them to a field trip.
All right.
It's Rent-A-Kid.
Ah.
Pictures from the museum, and you asshole.
Boy, he gets so sensitive when he gets a new chick.
I know.
You were that way with Flory.
I know.
They just get me all hot and bothered. She was in Jamestown, New York. Do you guys know where Jamestown, New York is?
Yeah, it's upstate.
Yeah.
I figured it was upstate. I didn't know File 4 upstate.
It's up there. It's almost near. Yeah, it's almost up near Buffalo.
So now the New York Museum. Went to the New York Museum. Can you see a photo of it? American Museum of Natural History. You can Google it, she says.
Really? Because you never heard of it.
Yeah, because I've never heard of that.
The biggest museums in the world.
I know.
You know, it's like that other one nobody's heard of, the Smithsonian. Never heard of that place.
So I'm like, how long were you in New York?
That's unusual.
You mean when my husband was alive?
A life.
I didn't know where you were with him in New York. I'm sorry, I had no idea.
Why don't you stop by the library and get a dictionary?
Never mind. Where is your wife and kid? Well, this is true. Your kid is upstairs. Wife is at work. Did I say anything wrong, Davin? Oh, I guess because I asked her about the husband. No, why? I was generally interested and concerned.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, I really was multitasking at this point. He seems really sweet, and I was just imagining how tough it must be. I don't think you could day anything to piss me off. You are an asshole, Rosenblatt. You are good. Okay. Okay.
And that's exactly what she typed.
Do you want my password? Really. And then she wrote, yeah, she wrote, I love Davin. And who doesn't?
Well, that's the password?
I love that.
How long?
Wow.
I go, wow, you just blew my mind. And she did. I can't really talk right now. Can we chat tomorrow? I have a show. And now this I have not read. But this is what I have not read this last part. Okay. She wanted to talk while we were on the air.
You know,
and everything.
I got right. You honestly get off on this.
No, I really don't.
I could tell with the tone of his voice. You actually get off on this.
I mean,
What level do you mean this
stuff? I really don't. I mean, it's
just the inflection of your voice, though. It just has.
Joe, I'm adding shit to it. You want me to read monotone like you attempt to stutter through the fucking shows? No, I'm Joe. I'm doing a fucking presentation.
Don't get pissy eye because I'm catching on to some subliminal stuff.
No, but you keep on saying this, and I've been very honest about when there's emotions and everything.
Okay.
I think we've established that once we know they're bullshit,
then it's full on.
It's full on. That's all this is, Joe.
He's in the courting stage.
You get a little caught up.
See, Joe would get sucked into it.
I would not get sucked
into it. You would, because you fell in love with the girl who served you a beer whose job it was.
We hope we get to see her.
I mean, Pip, do you think I get sucked into this?
No, I think on the level that it's exciting because you're setting it up.
Right.
You know, but I don't
think
it's
exciting
because
I got
like,
a bit to do.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not seeing it.
No, not at this stage.
I am, though. I got to really stick with
it. I think you're getting sucked into it.
I'm getting sucked into it. I just hear an inflection in your voice that sounds a little out of character or context with the bit.
He is jealous. Nobody hot comes
in.
He wants a girlfriend from Guyana.
He wants a wife who doesn't leave groceries in his bed. Wife will let him play with her air conditioner.
Wake up with a mango.
No, here's what it is. There's two purposes to these things. Wasting the audience's time. No, it's two purposes. At this point, it is to create. Hopefully, some entertaining. I know. Thank. Good point. Entertaining content. Hopefully, to create. And to make these people pay and completely frustrate them on solo. Because yes. I do think they are pure evil.
Oh, yeah.
And
it
I
is.
Can. Where I do get off on this one, it's not an emotional thing. I get off like, I'm going to have to work a little harder.
Like,
I got bored with Flory.
No, because she was dumb. And this is like, it really upped the challenge.
Yeah. Now I got to work on. Yeah. So, like, it's not going to. Like, I really have to pick my moments of comedy with, like, yeah, gay people suck and everything. Because people do feel like that. They're called Republicans. Not you, Joe. You're liberal when it comes to, you know.
Socially liberal.
Yeah. So here's where we go. I'm reading this for the first time. This came on during the show.
Oh.
Hey, Davin, this is what is on my mind. I want to tell you.
Oh.
Now I'm like, oh, shit, maybe I've pissed her off.
What happened?
I don't know. Let's see. Trust, loyalty, and respect are a must for eternal happiness. Remember I said earlier somebody discovered cut and paste again?
Yeah.
No matter how much you love someone, if you don't have these ingredients, you will never succeed. To be in love means being patient, but to be patient, you must trust him or her.
And it takes cash. And lots of it.
Good point, Joe.
You must be patient until you wiggle their PIN number out of them.
You can never find love through the eye or ear. What about the vagina?
Okay, finish that.
So you must trust the only thing that will never fade until you die.
The ATM penis. Machine.
Good point, Joe. You're hot. Love is like trust. Joe, give me a little love music for this.
A little love music?
Find a love song by Tesla or something. I mean, I got a whole bunch of shit over on the CDs, but I'm not getting up right now. Love is like trust. When you find your special someone, it is as if you're trusting them with your heart. Trust is what you put in someone's hands, like my penis. I call my penis trust. And sometimes when it's not erect, there's a lack of trust.
The trust meter is going up.
Look at my trust fund.
Wow.
Faith is what you hold on to, like my penis. Trust is what makes everyone realize that you're always there for them. Faith is what makes everyone realize that you're always there to help them in case they need some help. Love makes not everyone, but the only one in your life who is special. I think that you are always there for her, to be with her, to make her realize how much you really love her. Without honesty, love gets unhappy. And without trust, love gets unstable. Love is a wonderful gift. Trust is in it. Believe in it. Give it. And it will be returned to you to give it again and again. Now, before I go on with this shit, first of all, her copy and paste, much better.
Yes.
But I want to see what she has to resort to as time goes on. Because Flory's shit just became absolute horseshit by the end. I mean, we're talking about musk and tights and smells and odors. And I was nauseated.
And I had to
pretend like, oh, this is getting me all hot.
I know. That was bitchy.
Joe's sitting there, I think it really is getting him hot.
No, this crazy woman talking about smelling your armpits and your tight area. I mean, I was like, your tights? How many American men wear tights, first of all? But what's really bothering
only
me about
faggots.
This. Stop now. No,
I hate gays.
Roar.
Roar. Roar, gay, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
I'm wondering.
It's an innie, not an out. Oh, wait, no, it's my penis.
Oh, wait, this is real. your penis is an innie.
No, it's an outie. It's a shower, not a grower.
Wait, what's she talking about here? She's talking about trust and love and you should do this and that. Is she talking about in the context of your wife?
Yeah, I'm sure she's concerned.
No, but I mean, she's saying well, you should do this to her and that to her.
Well, let's read more.
Her?
I don't know how this turns out.
All right.
This is live.
All right.
Once again, we got to nothing on the list.
Nothing.
Well, all right. So you can get advice from family, friends, and strangers. Unlike you, we know each other so well. But the best advice comes from your heart. All right. It never lies. Trust it. There may be many people that are trustworthy, but only a few are worth trusting with your heart. Choose wisely. To be trusted is a greater compliment than to be loved. For you can love money, but without trust, you have nothing. If this was an instant chat, I think we'd be talking about an air ticket in a couple more pages.
Yes, we would be.
But without trust, you have nothing. The heart already knows what the mind can only dream of. Trust your heart. Distance cannot, they are on the inside. But he or she betrays your trust. They become the ugliest person in the world. Love is patient.
Wait, you know what this is?
Hope she never crosses Big Pippa.
I know, really. This is starting to sound like that saying that everybody seems to have at their wedding. Love is patient. Love is kind. I don't know how it all goes.
Love is
but
a bunch of horseshit when you're dealing with me on the internet.
It's Elizabeth Barrett Browning, I think it is. You know what I'm talking about? It's the sonnet that they always read at.
Oh yeah, love is patient.
Love is kind. It's trying
and
to sound like that.
Going,
you know, like
you know, oh yeah,
you know what love
right?
is not doing finding a way into the fucking Joe's end of the music. Forget it, Joe. I'm almost done.
Love is patient. Podcasts are not.
Love is patient. Rosenblatt is not. Rosenblatt is a bitch of a master.
Is a bitch master.
For you can love many, but without trust, you have nothing. There we go. The heart already the heart already knows what the mind can only dream of. Trust your heart. Wait, I read this. Love is kind.
Love will find.
Sorry. Mike has face tomorrow.
Love is like oxygen.
No, love is like a battlefield. It does not envy. It does not vote. This is bullshit right here. It is not proud. This is something. This is
Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Oh, we'll give her 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm
going to tie this bitch up and put ice cream on.
I think it is.
Bullshit.
I think it is.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Unlike Flory shit, which nobody has. She got this. Flory got her shit from the Ninja. One book. It is not proud. It is not you've never been there. It certainly does keep
records.
There are records and files.
There is a notebook.
It does not the right people.
Whoa, that's not true.
It always protects trust, hopes, perseverance. Love takes many things. Soon my money.
Love takes traveler's checks.
No, love doesn't. Love takes Western Union. Call your millionaire, stupid. We need to talk. Love takes many things. Trust, takes English.
It takes lips, tongues.
Love takes many things. Trust, hope, wishes, dreams, and everything you've got. That's the fucking
everything
kid.
Takes everything you've got.
Even when
you
know it's not going to be enough. Somehow, I don't think I'm going to have enough.
You're not going to
have We're
going to
need a
enough.
Bigger bank account.
You're going to need a boatload of cash.
Love is not always fireworks and shooting stars. Sometimes it's gunshots and yelling and dial tones that hang up.
In my world.
Sometimes it's simple understanding and trust between two people. Please reply on me what you think. Well, that's tomorrow's homework assignment.
Wow, please reply on me. I'll reply right on you, sister.
No! I got this bitch in. She's sucked in. She's
totally sucked in.
She's in. I did it.
You did it.
I learned from my mistakes.
As a boy.
Yes.
I don't know if that was the most riveting podcast ever.
But you know what? The first go through with, okay, this is what, you know, you're sitting in a boat. And you're putting your bait on the hook, and you cast, and then you have to sit. So that's the first episode of all of these. It's like, we're talking about what we're using for bait. We found a good hole.
Whenever I find a good hole.
You got to throw out your bait.
Obviously, I have some moves from Flory. Yes. But I got it. But for the sake of the show, I got to keep this different to a degree.
Well,
and I think I am.
Well, and her game is higher than Flory's, so.
Yeah. The stupid isn't going on to her, like I said, with dice. you know, she probably
knows. No drachma, no yaks.
Yeah, I mean, we're all going to have to elevate our game.
We have to be more classy this time around.
I can't yell at her about Gloria Gaynor lyrics.
I mean, the good news is.
The Donna Summer lyrics.
Donna Summer, I think our millionaire friend will be intrigued that we're doing this again.
I know.
But I have to step up the funny on this.
Well,
please.
Oh, shut up.
Don't you set yourself up.
No, there was funny things in there. I wish we could go more into the gays.
That was really funny.
Some people watch.
Oh, I can't believe that you just smacked that down there. Oh, man.
But they smell nice.
I'm all worked up.
Surprised you said I hate the Jews. I can't stand myself. I don't.
We'll get there.
She doesn't know. she hasn't figured out that Rosenblatt is a Jew yet.
Well,
They're still talking about that.
We haven't gotten there. So I guess.
Are you a good Christian?
Well, I'll be whatever the fuck I need
to
be.
I'm a good Christian.
Davin, you're a better Christian than I am.
I guess the dance starts anew.
Yes.
Do you guys want me to pursue this?
Yes.
Joe's on board. So yes, Les writing for us. We can keep on recycling the same fucking stories. We'll be doing 6-month-old stories.
Should we do this again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, Rosenblatt. Holy earth, I am. Great, keep going.
All right, I'll put it back in the briefcase. There we go.
Let me go. Joe and Pipple going out for a smoke mid-show. Oh, God. So the more you read, the less we prep. Gotta tell you, Joe, I keep on saying this Oreo fucking story, and we just never get there.
What a shame. We'll get to it next week.
We're at 9:28. We're not going to get off at 9:30 unless we stop now, but we have to do Drunks in the News.
We have to do Drunks in the News at the very least.
Right.
Let's do that.
Joe, is this a video clip or not? I don't remember.
I don't know offhand either myself.
I'm sure you have the music ready.
Here it is.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Yes.
Ben Franklin said.
Ben Franklin's drunken term this week was buzzy.
Oh, I like that.
You do?
Yeah, buzzy.
Sounds British.
I'm feeling rather buzzy.
I think it means he drank so much he fucked Ruth Buzzy. Feeling buzzy.
You bust my balls about the old references.
I've had to like make everything older so you guys know what I'm talking about.
No, Ruth Buzzy.
There's not a bunch of buzzies. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Sonny.
Don't call me Buzzy. Buzzy. Yeah, I like that one.
I like
much
that
better
one.
Than last week's Busky.
Yeah, Busky. Well, Busky sounded like a broad. But Buzzy, I like it.
Just some Busky sound like something Popeye would see if he saw a big girl, you know, girl with big breasts.
Like,
oh my gosh, she's Busky.
Exactly.
That's fucking funny.
That's great.
You give Joe 3 hours.
Look at the size of those cans.
Well, blow me down.
No,
seriously.
No, really.
No, seriously. Blow me down, you bitch.
No, seriously.
That's how you know when he came.
She must be double D's. I want to get a Bronski.
In between us cans.
Yeah, he's the only one in our amongst us that can do a Popeye voice.
Anthony
I got funny things to say, but I can't say it in that voice.
No.
All right, so here we have the unlikely story. We travel to Russia.
Oh my God!
Drunk.
For drugs?
Yes.
In
we go.
News.
We go all over the world. We're leaving
the
coast of Africa.
It's an international
coast of
show.
Africa.
It is.
I gotta watch what I post on Facebook. Oh well. You know what? When I post, I'm just going back to the other thing. When I post how much I love my wife tomorrow on Facebook, I go, well, you got to put up airs for the people.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, look.
Can I post how much I love your wife too?
I would appreciate it if you did.
It used to be our secret.
Somebody should feel genuine about this horse shit. Everybody's getting lied to. I don't even like you two anymore.
No, that's genuine.
It is. So we go to Russia.
We go to Russia now.
And we have this proctor, somebody who administers tests. for what was in chemistry? What was it, Joe?
It was physics.
Yes, physics. A physics test. Now these tests can go very long. They can go long. This test went 23 hours.
23 hours
without letting the students. It was an oral test too.
Oh, 23 hours of oral? You're going to get locked, John.
You're going to be rocked. Without letting the students get up to go and pee or take a break. So
23,
just,
no food or toilet breaks.
23 hours. Now, she would get up and leave the room from time to time to go drink.
Can you see she's at the bar hanging out?
Bar at the school.
But wait a minute. There's no human way that somebody could sit so in a chair and not have to pee or something in 23
these
hours.
Russians, they strong like bull or yak or bear.
Really?
That's why
or
they
clutch, camel.
That's why they clutch weak Americans. We don't pee.
I know.
Our tanks will crush you. We drive for days or tanks without peeing.
I know.
We have no need for Snapple bottle.
Call me weak. Call my bladder weak. But I'm sorry. Every 23 hours or so, I have to do something about it.
And that's why you can't pass a physics test
in
Russia.
Well, that's apparently why.
So she would go out there and get a little drink, and then she'd come back all fucking blitz to talk about how she was getting her
but
drink.
But she would be rambling on about a love for clothing. The
family doesn't have a love for students.
Yeah, the examination started at 10 a.m. on June 26th and finished at 9 a.m. the following morning.
That's a long fucking test.
Oh my God.
Usually it's going, all right, you better pack a lunch. Just like you better pack a lunch, a dinner,
a breakfast.
A couple snacks.
Yes, but you're not
allowed. A bucket to pee in. A catheter.
She had an interview. They had an interview with a Russian website. She said, do you think I'm an idiot? No, we think you're a drunken bitch.
I think you're a psycho. I'm an idiot? What was that in response to?
What I love about these drunks in the news is we're just always finding different types of drunkenness. It's never the same. I mean, the driving crazy vehicles come up several times, but the vehicles are always out. But, I mean, we're just always finding insane shit.
Like, different weird ways that people have gone out and been drunk and caused mayhem. This is the first that I've heard of, like, a whole class.
Now,
how many people were in this class?
So here's the difference between the United States and Russia.
15 people. 15
here's the difference
people.
Between the United States and Russia. In the United States, if you have sex with a student, you will get fired. And having sex with a hot student, I mean, with a hot teacher, is a lovely thing.
Mm.
Here, you can make a whole classroom suffer and make them have to do a test for 23 hours. Bitch ain't getting fired.
I'm just wondering, how the hell did she keep them in a room? Did she, like, lock them in?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So now that's like kidnapping.
Do you know how much trouble schools get in for any little thing?
Yeah.
The head of the university's physics department said the matter was being investigated internally. However, it was unlikely any action would be taken against the teacher. A teacher does one thing wrong in America, they're fired, they're hung out to dry. She held.
I'll tell you what, that Jerry Sandusky got a raw deal. Deal with it.
Believe
me. Fuck a shitload of students and everybody's up in arms.
He would have been, got out of here to go back. Go back.
You didn't mean it.
You didn't mean it. The boy enticed you by
sure, you fisted,
being in a
but
show.
You use lube. Yeah. Slap on wrist. Go
boy,
home.
Boy was in shower. You were near boy. What could you do?
Yes.
Next time he holds.
Yes, Joe.
Next time he holds soap tighter. Well, you know. Go back.
If you're gonna, here's the thing though. If you're gonna be drunk and administer a test, I gotta be honest. I think you're better served with a written exam. There's less chance to slur your words when the students just have to keep their fucking stupid heads down.
This was an oral exam?
This was an oral exam.
Just wasted and she kept them there for a full day. Oh, my God.
Now, one time I had a teacher in high school, our typing teacher.
That gave you an oral exam?
Two times I had a teacher in high school. No, our typing teacher, and we thought he was drunk.
Well, by the way, he taught you to type with that whole last diatron. I guess maybe you got a point.
That's really
jump. I don't know if I want to stop the bit for that.
There
you go.
So like how Castilian Spanish, they speak with a lisp because the king did. So it's like you learn how to type with typos.
He spoke with a lisp with a heart. Hey.
So he wouldn't feel bad. Everybody learned how to speak Spanish with a lisp, and to this day, they speak Spanish with a lisp.
So was Joe a big Stuttering John fan? Is that why he fucking stuttered?
Oh,
the
God,
show?
They all spoke with a lisp. Oh, hey. Hey, behead him. I mean, behead him.
Behead him.
That wasn't a lisp.
Fifth.
Lisp.
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 You get it.
She's very fucking exotic looking. What ethnicity do you think she is? Here's a big picture.
There you go. Right there. Right there.
No, I'm just looking.
Don't lie to me.
She's really hot. I'm trying to figure out.
Pips Lordy.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm trying.
She looks hot with the little pointer from the fucking computer.
Hold up. Put that thing.
She looks Asian, right?
She looks more like Malaysian.
Don't ignore me.
Malaysian.
Don't ignore me.
I'm not ignoring
you. No. You just scolded me for derailing one thing, and we're ready to close, and all of a sudden you go, hey, she looks nice, don't you?
No,
yeah. Really? Really?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, please explain yourself.
Because I got another Facebook message.
Okay.
And I was on her page originally to show you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay. All right, fine. That's great. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Joe, if you were good looking, I would give you credit for that. But you're not.
If
you were
not,
funny,
no,
I would give you credit. But she's pretty, right? Yeah, she's better looking than the other one.
Yeah,
But
she's
exotic.
Pretty, right? Yeah. Yes.
But it is weird when they fucking put the kids involved. Maybe I'll, you know. Here, well, she knows about our president too. I can't even fucking go Sandusky
you're
on
getting
our.
Suck at you. Don't bullshit me, man. I'm telling you, right? Listen to you right now.
This is the guy who got one of these requests and didn't get past one like fucking conversation. She shot him down right away. I remember.
So what he's doing to defuse that, he's telling me that the one girl never answered me back. It's not about me. It's about you getting sucked in. You're showing a little more emotion than you should be during this.
I don't think I'm really showing emotion.
Yes, you are.
I think it's completely superficial.
No, it's not. You're showing a little more emotion than you should be.
No, Joe. Emotion be like, wow, she seems like a really sweet girl. I really like her.
Well, it's the same thing as when we're in the middle of discussing something and you go, wow, look at this picture of her. She looks really nice. It's the same thing. You just did it two minutes ago.
It's ADD is what it is.
Sure.
Because I multitask all the fucking time.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you seldom say anything interesting enough to keep your lord in.
Of course. Yes. I got you.
Oh, my God, you guys.
It's cool.
Right, we'll move on to
the Yeah, okay, move on. Yeah,
anyway, it's, back to the...
Change the subject, yeah.
I'm trying to go back to really bad.
Okay, I'm kidding. All right.
So now, if the professor looked like that, I'm sure that the guys wouldn't mind have been in the class for 23 hours, but the girls were pretty pissed off.
You know, I would like
or
to see
pissed
the
on, you
know, or pissed
break.
On, yeah. Because
why didn't anybody get up and say fuck you or something
I'm
you know?
Smashing.
Well,
it's Russia, you get
stupid. Shot. Yeah, right. But I mean, maybe they have a little bit more. I don't know. They're afraid of
maybe they're more disciplined. Maybe they're more disciplined in Russia. That I mean, God Almighty, you got to go to the bathroom.
I mean, no, but
see,
I mean, like,
I've never taken a 23-hour test.
I have not either.
The longest test I ever took was the LSATs for law school. And the problem with that test was I had Super Tramp's "Long Way Home" stuck in my head the whole fucking time.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's a good song, but when you're trying to determine your future, clearly I failed.
Well, out of curiosity, yes. The bar. I know that you're not officially a lawyer, but the bar exam.
Not even unofficially, Joe.
I'm more of a lawyer than you, Mr.
No, we've seen your business skills.
Hey, I moved some fucking animals. Shut up.
He was negotiating.
I was negotiating. How long is a bar exam?
Motherfucker has to spend $2,000 on a logo and can't get a lousy T-shirt. He's some type of businessman.
I'm talking about Michael McClinton Esquire, not Michael McClinton bullshit artist.
Both of them fuck ups. Both of them cost things that were very dear to us. All right, Joe, what was your question?
My question was this: bar exam. How long is a bar exam? Bar exam. I know people have taken
until you pass out. Huddle.
Until you pee yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Well, we don't have that time.
All right. I'm going to say around 4 hours.
It's grueling. I know it's tough. I know people. You know,
well,
taking it
because you have to be smart to pass it. It's supposed to be grueling.
And even if you're smart, you have to be smart to pass it. It's a very tough test.
Yes.
Tough. So I'm just trying to do.
That's why they determine whether you get into law school.
I understand that, but basically, I'm thinking of one.
Well,
of the
you're
toughest...
talking about LSATs, and he's talking about bar.
But I'm talking about the bar.
The bar exam goes for a couple of days, but you get to go home.
But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to compare it to that is, in my opinion, the most grueling.
Oh, did
you
say bar exam?
Yeah.
Actually, the test that's harder, believe it or not, is the accounting exam. From what I understand,
really?
The CPA exam is brutal.
CPA,
brutal.
But that's several days, and you get to go home.
All right. Yeah. Because I'm just trying to think.
And you don't got a drunken proctor.
Right, but what I'm just trying to say is I'm trying to think of the toughest test we would have here that you could take compared to what they took in Russia.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get up and say to somebody who's proctoring the bar exam, go fuck yourself because I have to pee. But I mean, hopefully they would let you out.
Well,
you just provide a good test.
Wait a minute.
To go, right?
You can't
leave the room, probably.
I don't know about the bar, but with the LSATs, you can't leave the room.
Yeah, there's some tests. That they
I would think it's the same thing with the SAT.
But LSAT, it's a three-hour test.
No, it's more. It's like four. But it's
usually those kind of tests,
you can bring, like,
one
food
person
or
can leave at a time.
No, I'm trying to remember. I don't think you can, because then you could cheat.
It's been so long since I took this.
Oh, yeah. But 4 hours is a lot less than 23. And it's not all.
Americans are pussies.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. And this has crossed my mind, because if you ever have one of those hypothetical questions like, oh, you were on a deserted island, or, oh, you were trapped in an elevator with somebody, I always go to the practical, and I completely I can't suspend disbelief, because I think about things like,
why you keep on believing this shit's any good?
No, but I can't. You know, like somebody said, oh, you're on a deserted island. I'm like, First of all, I'm going to fry because I didn't bring sunblock. I'm going to die the first week. But secondly,
I have nothing here.
Well, you're an optimist.
Nothing. I took nothing from my pantry. There's no cats on this island.
Believe me, on her in a desert, there'd be plenty of shit. There'd be tons of driftwood lying around.
Her first thing would go,
palms.
I could fill this island up.
Yeah. Well, look at this.
I'm
going to
go find a sunken ship and bring that
first
to
coconuts. Then seashells.
Driftwood and coconuts lying all over the place.
Don't you ever throw out the coconut shells?
Pip's
no.
Desert Island.
But wait, now, but in the scenario where you're trapped in an elevator, it always bothers me. Well, how long am I going to be in there? Because I'm going to have to pee eventually. And what the hell do you do?
Mm.
There's only so many water bottles that you can
put
bring
that
with
out of you put that out of your mind. It's like any need or function I need to do, I have to put out of my mind, because who knows when I'm getting out of here.
Well, that's the thing, is that, yeah. You know, I mean, after 23 hours, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to hide it someplace. I'm going to have to pee.
Hey, look, when you go to an Iron Maiden concert where the stomach flu, you kind of wonder when's the next shoe going
to
drop.
Yeah, but you went someplace to take care of it. This bitch won't let them out.
Are you ready to rock? Can I just go to the bathroom first? Right with you.
Well, this is what happens with age. You're ready to rock? Yeah! You're ready to rock? Where's the bathroom? Yeah.
I gotta go number two. I got a poopy in my pants. Oh, $45 for a t-shirt.
Oh, but I always love that during the... Are you ready to rock? No, I'm here to make a tea cozy, asshole. Sing your songs.
See, I think Joe's really involved with the music. I think he's emotionally invested into it. Because, you know, he went right back to the music there. He's getting really excited. You hear it in his voice? I could hear it in his voice.
There wasn't this genuine...
Not buying it.
But I didn't make a genuine inflection to change my whole character during the bit like you did.
Well, he's doing a persona.
I don't think Joe knows how to fucking... I know Joe does not know how to present compelling radio.
Oh.
No, but the thing is, no, he's doing a persona that's talking to her.
Yeah,
he's
Joe.
Helping him.
I'm trying to differentiate the characters, you moron. It's like reading a story to a child, which you've never done, because nobody wants your demon sperm inside them.
Demon sperm!
Your fucking non-swimming little fucking three-tailed motherfucking...
Where's an egg? Ah!
It's amazing that he doesn't understand basic shit, though. I mean, but we know Joe, so it's not that amazing.
He sees what he sees. Okay, that's fine. Just let it go. All right,
fine.
You know?
I'm trying to.
Okay, fine. Fine. Okay.
I'm going back to the thing. I can't believe that these people didn't get up and just, like, storm the castle. Why didn't they beat this broad up and, like, find their way out?
You want to know something? Because you got the head of the university physics department going, we'll look at it, but we're going to do it.
That's true.
How sympathetic is he going to be? If you got up there at 20, you know, let's see, 17 hours, you walk, sorry, you failed. Are you shitting me?
And these people have probably worked really hard to get into the university and stay in
there.
Yeah,
let's say
you spent, so now you beat up your teacher and you think you're staying in school.
This
is
the test that
you
studied for weeks and weeks and months and months and months. This is the last test before you get out. Maybe it's the final test of before you graduate.
Career, yeah.
You know what? You probably sit there
in.
And hanging in, you know?
Yeah, and maybe this was a really respected teacher, and they're like, I can't believe they're drunk and are keeping us here hostage.
I can't go 23 hours without going to the bathroom.
No way.
Now, the last time I was driving, when I was coming back from this trip, I had too much diet soda.
Yeah.
And I saw like a rest area. I'm like, well, I can go another 30 miles.
Oh,
that
no,
was a mistake.
Bad.
Because then we hit construction.
Oh!
I got it. I was, you know how, like when you fall, when you're falling asleep, when you're driving, you start slapping your face?
Yes.
I had to pee so bad, I was punching myself in the fucking face.
When we do the road trip, I'll help you.
What are you doing?
My ass hurts.
He's doing this wiggle dance. Oh, that
Long Island Club's really giving you good fucking for your MC spots?
Do you want dollar bills, Joe? What is that?
Dollar bill curry.
Yeah, it's 1,000 of them.
Joe's getting a schmitz.
Is that your pee-pee dance? Do you have to
go? I think the worst type of pee is not test pee. I think it's either diet soda, coffee, or beer pee. Those are the worst types of pee.
Mm. Wait a minute, not test pee?
Like sitting there for a test.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Beer.
Test pee.
Beer.
This is, if this was real pee, it would have burned your hand
no,
and been
beer
yellow.
Beer pee is the worst.
What pee?
Beer pee.
Yeah, beer.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, your inhibitions like throughout your entire body are like kind of shot. Mm. And once you break the seal, I don't know what it is, but you have to pee every other.
I was just going to say that because I could actually go a long while. And then I'm like, hey, take a leak. And then it's
and
like,
then you're
all
done.
Right,
now
yeah,
you have
then,
to
done.
Constantly.
Yeah, now you made the commitment.
What is
yeah.
that? I mean, you know the phrase, break the seal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know, but once you do, there's no way that you're going to be able to, like, you have to drink every half a beer now.
Yeah.
You have to pee every half a
yeah,
beer.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
is
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
The body is crazy.
I got a buddy. I tell you, I got a buddy of mine, though, man. I go on a road trip with him. Every 10 minutes, I gotta take a leak. I mean, Christ Almighty, you just peed 3 miles ago. What's the matter?
Maybe you have to pee more than I do usually on these trips.
I guess.
I think that you should. Check
we'll monitor.
It.
We'll monitor all pee breaks when we go on tour.
Here's the problem with driving for Joe. Like, I don't usually take pee breaks. I try to time around gas stations, but if you gotta go, you gotta go. Whatever.
Right.
I'm not gonna fucking stop. No, fucking hold it, asshole. I'm not gonna do that.
Here's
the problem for me with traveling with Joe, among the many problems, but here's the real issue. The problem is, when we stop, it's not just get back in the car.
You gotta smoke a cigar.
That's the fucking problem. I'm trying to make time. My game is beat the GPS. You know,
right,
I want
right.
to shave minutes off and everything. And Joe's like, well, there's
and
cancer.
What do you get
there's
if you...
cancer to be taken care of.
What do you get if you win?
Huh?
What do you get if you win, if you beat the GPS?
More time to masturbate in the hotel room.
But the thing is with the cigar, see, when we do stop, it's not like Mabel and Aunt Millie going out to the store. I mean, we're doing a marathon drive. When we stop, it's like every 4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you just want to have a puff, smoke.
Yeah, no, I hear
you.
You
know?
Because you're a smoker.
Well, yeah, you know,
yeah, that's
a little
why,
bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sorry, but I'm going to interrupt. No, but the whole stop, the pit stop is 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute stop.
Can we play some Doobie Whitehorn?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Just leave the car running, have Doobie play.
Yeah, it's a 10-minute stop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have a talk story about the business or the show or whatever.
Could do that in the car while we're driving.
No, we fight viciously about politics and our personal lives in the car. We should tape the ride in the car.
Actually, that's probably you should tape the ride in the car and then keep that for some week when
we
can't
should do
be
that
here.
Because that ride in the car. We actually when we came back from the last tour, we had to make an effort to be nice because we were going to be with civilization.
Clearly, that's worn off.
Yeah, we are horrible to each other.
I know. Well, yeah. Tell
horrible.
Me what I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, but in my defense. And I just pointed to Joe.
In my defense.
And he points back.
I'm very nice.
I made a wrong turn in Cleveland. And he goes, where were you going? I go, what do I look like, Burt Reynolds? He goes, no, you're not as handsome and you can drive. Now, I wasn't expecting to come. I was slammed into a damn pole when he said that. I got to give him that one. That was funny.
And it was said with anger and hostility.
Because Dennis Ross knew of a hot dog when we were coming back from
Michigan.
No, it wasn't
hot. You keep saying it was paprika chicken.
It was paprika chicken?
That's what we got. That was their specialty.
Where did Klinger come from?
Where
did Klinger come from?
Oh,
Toledo.
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 Toledo,
holy
Ohio.
Shit.
Yeah,
wow.
Dennis Ross goes, there's a place in Toledo.
First of all, Dennis Ross
lunch.
Doesn't talk like that.
Oh, hey, man. There's a place in Toledo.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Around mile marker 106, you might want to pull off. You go about 3/4 mile down.
For paprika chicken?
You'll see a flying J. Right behind the flying J, there'll be an old man with a dumpster. Right behind him, there'll be a hot dog stand. You got to have they have the best hot dogs.
Then we went.
Of course we did.
It
was all right.
Well, that's my good. Husband and I always stop at Super Wheel when we're going at 95. We do. We plan time to stop at Super Weenie.
Super Weenie.
You have to stop at a place called Super Weenie. Mm.
There's a place in Clifton. You ever go to the place over here? It's right on 22.
Hot Grill. That's the famous place.
Yeah. Really good. Really good. We go there.
I used to live not too far from there.
Yeah, we used to go there after rehearsal.
Oh, right.
And go stop off.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Well, you don't want to go there before rehearsal. Everybody's going to be farting up a storm.
Yeah. You
that's
sure
not a joke.
I know it's not a strategic move.
It's not. I'll have chili dogs.
Oh, no. You know.
Clinton's going to cry tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's like, I'll show you for putting me by the smoke machine. Now there's a brown fog in here.
I got a fart machine.
I'll smoke you out.
Oh, that's what I want to say about your concert from a couple of weeks ago. They never turned on the smoke machine.
Thank goodness.
They never did.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
there'll be smoke in two
what
weeks.
What a relief.
Next week.
You're going to be puffing away behind the keyboards?
All right, let's get the fuck. We did a long show. We got to nothing.
Yeah, actually, we didn't know.
Once again, we got. Now, I don't know. Is the show getting better or worse for getting to nothing?
We're
having fun. I don't know. I'm having fun.
I'm having
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
So
having
fuck
fun
it.
Too.
Then you're done. We're done.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I'm saying we got to like nothing as far as like the shit we prepare.
I know. That was funny.
But, you know, listen. The Agnes Anthology was a last-minute thing.
Yeah.
The
well,
Agnes
was,
Anthology.
Well, we had the Flory story. The Do you have another name for it?
No.
All right.
I can't top that.
And why would you try? And we can't top this. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah. Mm.
Next week, we're going to be back at 6:30 p.m. We're either going to be here at the Den, or you can listen on morelikeradio.com, hopefully. No, you can't listen on More Like Radio.
No,
fuck
you can't.
That. You can listen to the replay of this show at 3 o'clock on Sunday. But to listen live... You can go to Clutch and Wiggle, hopefully, from 6:30 to 8 next week on Tuesday night. And Wicked.
Wicked.
From 6:30 to 8.
I love that name.
It's a good name. So if not, we might be at the compound. You never know.
Yeah.
So we hope that.
We hope so.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Once again, we did a show that was way too long.
Yes.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening or watching. DavinComedy.com. Thanks, guys.